Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Chris.
And we're the other staff of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
As for you, on top of it,
we're missing a soul.
Up on top of the bookshelf.
I thought it was on Ethan's computer at one point.
I'm not missing my soul, I just sold it for a cookie.
Didn't even sell it for a cookie, all I got was this crappy t-shirt.
Okay.
Cookies would have been an improvement.
Dude, you got a t-shirt?
What happened to the controller? Did it die? Hang on, pop the battery out.
No, these are all for your other D&D game. Maybe that's the one that I had on Ethan's computer. Maybe this is the right one.
Yeah, I had your one.
My paladin.
Your paladin, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Our last left are intrepid wizards.
What's this?
You guys are currently sitting in the wonderful, sunny, and shining lake castle. Orcs in the are dying by troves in the background, as per usual. Lake Castle's actually a city that you guys visited, and
are you human?
Basically it's the nicest
two
place you guys have found.
Two plus intelligence
your group decided to set up HQ here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because they're actually going to build a wizard's tower for us.
That is now going to be a school, apparently. Yeah. They've expanded it.
Well, I'm glad they're broadening their scope. After all, I mean, how else can someone of your prowess truly fulfill their grandeur?
Of course.
Well, he is already a knight, again.
Twice?
Twice knighted. Twice knighted, once shy.
Hercule was never shy.
Anywho, Nathan had done some window shopping for some property to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
You suddenly come to...
You have symbols in your hand.
The entire Runmore experience just kind of, you know, hazy in your mind.
You vaguely remember being in Runmore. You vaguely remember lots of servants. You vaguely remember symbols.
And I can't quite figure out why I have so much pocket lint.
Yes, that too. And why things are hanging on you, you know, like coats and hats. We're just like, figure make use of him somehow.
They don't just tell the myths, they put them to the test.
I don't want to know what myth you were testing in the bathroom.
No, I just, it popped in my head.
Well, that's game.
Well,
you guys leave.
It has been about 2 weeks. You guys basically took the time to relax. Nathan did some property shopping.
Yes, I did. I found property. I'm going to have a house here.
I've been writing our paper.
Your paper. I've been writing my own paper. Now, we already wrote our papers, because I seem to recall...
Yes, you guys finished your papers. Everyone did their part. So.
Does anyone have a PhD?
I would indeed. Or would you prefer to meet some mastermind fans?
Friends, can I be a superhero?
I was going to say, that depends.
Do I get any, like, shape-shifting powers?
I'll just rebuild Hercule and power level 8. We'll be fine.
Dude, I was looking at Warriors and Warlocks. I was like, oh, wait, this is the Conan comics. Damn it. I was so ready to turn it into D&D. Oh, well.
It's a little charred, but...
Well, yeah, I kind of burned everything.
So, you guys said that you were interested in killing the next 6 months...
Uh-huh.
Staying hey, here rather than going back to the school
we
and be the target of...
relaxation. Thank you.
Exactly.
Here you at least know that the orcs are trying to kill you, but they're on that side of the wall. In the school, well, anyone could kill you.
I kind of like that. It kept me on my toes.
Well, here, if you go down to the lake, there are six foot tall crabs. If you want to keep your...
But crabs don't have pockets.
No, but they do have pincers.
Yeah, but pincers aren't pockets. They're very different. They don't hold shiny things.
Now, you guys, if I remember correctly, you guys had been looking... You looked for property in the Adventurers District, if I remember correctly.
And that was where I was told to search.
Yes. Because they asked you a few questions and determined that you were an adventurer.
Yes.
There are 63 registered adventuring groups at Lake Castle.
Wow.
Only about 34 of them make their home here. So, you guys are now 64.
We haven't actually registered yet.
The paperwork was already put through for you.
Courtesy by the management.
So, you guys now get to decide what you intend to do. Now, the tavern here, if I remember correctly, it was like Maiden's Fancy, I think it was. Something like that. Was the primary inn. It was the first building constructed after the castle, and the first thing they put in the tavern...
And turn that down a little bit more. I know the reporter's going to be picking that up. Sorry.
Well, you don't think our players would like the machine gun? The
machine gun in the background? You hear orcs dying.
Wow. That's one hell of a Gatling crossbow.
Hercules had enough. He just pulls out the M16.
Enough of this.
Magic missile your ass. Eat lead.
The first thing that they put in the tavern, even before chairs, even before alcohol, was an adventurer's billboard.
Wow.
Because they knew if this place was going to grow in the middle of orc country, they needed adventurers.
Touché.
So.
Can't argue with logic.
That is also
because logic uses a very large hammer to hit back.
That is also the state-supported tavern, a.k.a. where all the parliament members make their knights.
One of these nights.
As well as most of the nobility who are trying to rub themselves up against the members of Parliament. And the king, of course.
I'll be busy rubbing up against the
Parliament. That's okay. Can we get another feat this level?
Mine says I can. Bonus feat.
Oh. Then it will have a list of bonus feats that you can take.
If it's your, if you went up a wizard, it's a meta.
Wizard, yeah, it's a meta magic or a item creation.
Where would that be listed? Under wizard?
Yes.
Just from walking, I'm assuming we're fairly familiar with the layout of the city.
You're about as familiar as. Imagine you've been living there for about a month, so you know where all the big things are.
Okay. I'm going to scope out the shiny places.
Okay.
The things that would seem to have the most interesting gadgets, knickknacks, treasures.
Okay. I swear to God, if you get us thrown out of this town, I will kill you.
I won't get us thrown out of the town.
There's, of course, the castle, should you choose to make your way there. Then
what about the castle that is shiny and intriguing?
Well,
what would catch your attention about the castle?
Supposedly there's a vault.
If you want the whole other one.
No, there is a vault.
I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this for shiny.
Whatever, the attention.
The shiny dragon scales of the dragon.
Okay. Then, of course, there's the Lake Castle Bank run by his grand bronze himself.
Is the outside glittery and glamorous?
No, but the dragon, the bronze dragon himself is. Like, really.
Keep that in mind. I might have to go hang out at the bank more often.
Yeah, it's always one of those things. It's like, it'll be the only time you ever see my character pretty speechless is when he's like, I need to deposit my money.
Oh, yes. Here's your little bank slip.
Okay. Puts on spectacles and everything.
And he's like, now run along and pushes me up.
As we're all petrified by his dragon fear.
The
He's like, oh, happens all the time.
Run by the dragon is actually in the courtyard of the castle as they one day dug a giant hole and found a dragon sleeping underneath their castle. And eventually talk to it and form the lines.
He's like, you guys store your money here.
He says, okay. Are you going to eat us? Who are you? Okay, I'm going to take that as a no.
How about we leave our money with you, and then we come back and
you're
get it later?
You're going to give me more gold to lay on? I like this.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you bring a cow?
Are you
going to
stab me? Because the last people came in here stabbed me.
And let's just say they didn't walk away.
It was less than pleasant for them. And me.
Okay, so what are the
I'm a vegetarian.
Pretty glamorous, a lot of action.
Some of the other big glamorous areas is, of course, Town Square, which is where you will, of course, find oodles of adventurers, bards, and whatnot.
Those people that don't stay here, you can sneak stuff from their pockets all you like.
There's the adventurers' district. They, instead of having the adventurers live amongst the normal people, they set them off in their own little district. anything that happens in there.
There's a 5-minute guard response time.
No.
Things have settled themselves by then.
There is no guard response time.
The thing is if you start problems in the adventurers' district, adventurers are notoriously curious. So if you start something, some other adventurers are going to show up, and if one group of adventurers shows up...
Another group of adventurers shows up, and so on and so forth until the fact...
Long story short, not a lot of bad things happen there.
Because they're all crazy scary. Which
then, of course, there's the Grand Cathedral dedicated to the Five. The shrine to Moradin.
One of speeds.
By the dwarves. There is
a metamagic feat.
The opulent house of Burgi, which is the wonderful gentleman that they met last time. Subservient.
You have to remember that when you use a metamagic feat, it takes the spell you're casting and increases its level of casting.
Income minded.
Depends on the metamagic feat.
There's also the head blacksmith, Turan, which apparently she can't see.
He's
a beardless dwarf. She cannot. She literally does not register him. He does not exist.
Because he's dead.
He's dead.
That's what she thinks.
Yep. She sees him the same way that you see a ghost.
Okay.
That's how actually almost all the dwarves are. There's garrisons, a number of taverns, maidens of fancy, of course, being the largest. Shiny places.
Well, I'm going to start off with the.
There's the monsters are all around.
There's.
Well, see, that's for fun, for just poking around, seeing what's out there, and getting to know the place. I'm going to start off in either.
As sneaky as you are, I think you can sneak in and investigate without being seen.
Town Square. Just listen to the bards.
There are bards. Some fantastic, some horrible. Also,
some just like me. In other words. They're being pelted with stones and rotten vegetables to get them the hell out of town.
Except, you know, they don't allow barbarians to carry stones because, well, a stone in a barbarian's hand doesn't really matter. You'll kill something.
It's a D4 plus their strength modifier. Ow!
Also there is
and it's not
one of the most...
That would kill a first level wizard!
Is also one of the most infamous businesses known as On a Stick.
On a Stick?
Gee. On a Stick.
Oh, that's the place with the food.
Yes, it is. It is basically a cup. It's like a hot dog
stand.
Except whatever he has brought, he puts it on a stick with a limit of no intelligent creatures.
Not the pink ones.
Well, no humanoids. He reserves the right to turn away whatever you want him to put on the stick. He ranges all the way from displacer beasts to. Beef to
on a steak.
Actually, the
beholder to anything you decide to bring him.
The lizard was actually the lizard that he had on a stick was pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm gonna wander off to there and spend most of the first week there, just kind of getting a feel for what all's going on, picking up odds and ends, knickknacks, with my curious wandering hands and. I rolled a... With my sleight of hand...
I'll be spending lots of time scribing that the spells that are in that necromancer spellbook that we don't have into our spellbook.
Okay.
And then
ones that aren't.
That spellbook will be destroyed.
Okay.
30 on my sleight of hand.
First thing you need to do is give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save.
Fortitude save.
Twenty-five.
You are not stunned. As you take 6 points of subdual electric damage. Basically, as you begin poking around, you begin touching people's stuff, and there's this electric ring that literally shocks you anytime you get near someone's purse. This appears to be actually fairly common. And after a bit of gather information, DC 10, don't roll, you'll find that Tehran, the head blacksmith, has engineered these.
Okay.
He does not charge for them, which is why you will find that most
everybody
people have
has them.
Yes. Tehran is...
If I don't have one, I have one now.
basically what it is it's a DC 14 fortitude to avoid being stunned for one round. And D6 of dual damage.
Okay. I'm going to become very familiar with Tehran to find out what these are, how they work.
What exactly is it, though? What is it?
It's a ring.
It's a ring. Okay.
Yes, it is basically an electric ring that will expand and contract with your bag.
And it was a DC what?
14. It's not going to kill someone, and it's sure as hell not going to stop a high enough or determined enough rogue. But it will annoy them. And it'll probably let you know that someone's touching your bag.
When they go,
excuse me.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting some of them.
Tehran is the master blacksmith. He is also the town's runesmith.
Mm-hmm.
Art that he will not share with any non-dwarves. But he is about the most quiet and somber person you will meet.
He's a big guy.
Yes.
Okay.
As I said, he's also a beardless dwarf, so teaching his art to other dwarves is kind of hard, because every single one of them thinks he's dead.
Understood.
He believes my robe right.
Sweet.
He also dropped off, it was a mithril breastplate?
Yeah. No, it was... Yeah. Hang on. I actually have it stored on my computer.
Okay. Got a black powder rifle from hell.
Nice.
With cartridges.
I'm going to spend
some
time...
No, it was an unholy master sword that was changed into a mithril breastplate. The full plate was destroyed. The tower shield was destroyed.
I'm going to spend some time hanging around the blacksmith shop, getting to know this guy, finding out about what he does, because if nothing else, the rings are intriguing.
What you will find is that he literally can craft almost every magic item you can think of. With the exception of potions, well, and scrolls, and wands. So anything armor wondrous
weapon.
Item.
Ooh, that's the other thing we could look into. Make more wands. Because I can make wands.
Hey, we have an adventurers. We have a group of adventurers here. We can post that.
Mm-hmm. You can start. You guys can get
the money. We need to get money for this stuff.
But as I said, very quiet, very somber. And whenever you start to have a conversation,
I have
him,
like 900 gold.
He'll start
now,
shouting at the air like, "Oh, quit! Oh, some of the lies actually talking to me. What? What do you want?"
See, I have 750 gold listed here.
Kind of interested.
We have 1,500 gold listed here from the loot that we got from the.
I found out from that there's this funny little ring.
I have 300 gold on me.
That people have on their bags.
Looking to make some wands of magic missile.
What does that
those
do?
Those really good for
it. It deters thieves. Rat bastards.
What?
Okay, I can certainly see how that would be
very
beneficial.
Not only for adventurers,
it
would work well for us.
Does it shock the person who carries it?
No.
I'm going to try and work some wiles and whatnot to see if I can talk him into explaining to me how it works.
Okay. This is opposed to his sense motive.
What am I rolling?
Your bluff.
Bluff, okay.
Or diplomacy. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to get him to tell you a secret.
Pretty much.
Those are someone else's sandals.
That is...
Okay. Before you say your number, I will tell you my number.
Okay.
Tehran, which I have saved under here, up in this category. Sorry, I've got a huge list of folders. Tehran. Sense motive is one of his skills. That's a 29.
Okay, I got a 29.
Okay. Basically, you're about to start talking to me like, okay, he starts to let something slip when, like, he starts shouting, going, "Oh, shut it! I don't care if you lost your head!"
I still have my head.
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay. Who were you talking to? Okay. Then I'm going to spend some time hiding around various places in his shop, seeing if I can see him make it.
Okay.
See what goes into it. I want to understand this ring.
He doesn't hide anything. You can watch it. You don't even have
to. Oh, okay.
It's a very simple thing. He etches a few runes on there. He etches the person's name and what you're guessing is either rune magic or dwarf magic or something like that. And he hands it to the person and it works flawlessly.
Hmm. Okay.
You're not quite sure what metal he uses.
So this goes inside the bag, right? And it takes effect when someone reaches into the bag that's not that.
Gets near the bag.
Okay. That answers my question then. Alright, then I'm going to find whoever would be the most glitzy, ritzy, glamorous person in the area.
Bergie.
Who's Bergie?
Bergie is perhaps the... He has the second biggest house in town, next to the king.
Okay. And Bergie, you said,
sorry, real quick. How much does it cost to make a wand? Is it half the value?
Third.
A third.
But 4% of the total value is experience.
It's XP, right.
Okay. While you're thinking,
yeah.
I'll come back.
Sorry.
All right. Over to this side of the table.
My guess is I'm probably doing drills and stuff to keep my sword arm and stuff in shape.
Okay.
Yeah, since I've got my paper done.
Do you wish to go train with the knights? The knights cavalier.
Well, I do have horseback riding, so.
Okay. Yeah, they will happily accept you.
Always use more training.
You will find that the knights cavalier are heavily mounted infantry, or not infantry.
Ha ha ha. They're cavalry.
Yeah.
Heavily mounted cavalry.
If you want good image, start thinking Bretonians. But they are the king's personal bodyguard.
Cool.
And they go, "Your name is..." And they go talk to this guy, and they go, "Okay, you're good. Feel free to train with us whenever you'd like."
Okay, thank you. I'm kind of confused by the whole "you're good" thing, but...
Okay.
No.
Basically what... He asks your name, and he goes over and talks to, like, a clerk. He begins flipping through the book, and it's like, no current crimes, he's done this, this, and this.
It's the background check.
It's the background check.
Yeah, I hope
not
I'm
like,
good.
Not like, open it up, yes, this man has murdered 12 children, kicked a puppy. Oh, that's...
kicked a puppy?
Besides, babies go good with toast.
Yes, basically they do a quick background check, and they go, "Okay, you're fine."
I should hope so. If I've done something wrong, I need to know about it so I can atone for it. Well.
Okay. And Mighty Becca.
Mighty?
The Mighty. Are now.
You are the Mighty. Miss Molly.
What have I been doing?
For the past 2 weeks, you've been relaxing.
Yeah.
Because nothing's been trying to kill you, which is odd for you.
Yeah. I don't know, everybody else has so much more...
Energy?
No, I wouldn't say energy. You just have really strong desires. My desires are not as strong as yours. Not in a bad way. I really wish that I could talk to the guy I can't see, but that's not going
to
happen.
You can always attempt to find a way to commune with the spirits.
You do have a...
Because I would like to thank him for the awesome gun.
You could always go... If you're ever in doubt, remember, as a dwarf, you can always visit the Temple of Morden, and they will... As a dwarf, they will help you out in any way they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will attempt to find some way to actually... talk to him so I can thank him properly.
Okay. You will head over to the Shrine of Morden, and there is a
thank you.
Dwarven paladin who actually maintains the shrine, not a cleric. His name is Fjord. He's, of course, in the, with the giant mithril full plate with the giant electric war maul. And you walk up to him and goes, "I'm gonna help you, lass."
I want to...
He, of course, strikes a paladin pose.
I want to find some way to contact... What's his name?
Do I know his name? I know his name.
Taran.
Taran. To thank him for a gift that he has given me.
Ah, you're not the first to try and contact the great runesmith ancestor. You must go speak. We have a potion here, which allows you to see into the land of the dead for about 5 minutes. Although I warn you, it is disturbing.
Disturbing, not be able to recover from it, or just...
Each has to gather their own fortitude.
Well, I'm willing to take that risk.
Then I recommend you go over to his blacksmithing shop.
With the potion?
Yes, and bring it there.
Or I was going to say, or just go there for some reason. Okay. Do I owe anybody for the potion? Or?
No.
Okay.
It's fairly cheap to brew.
Well, I appreciate all of your help.
It, however, if you ever want to make donations to the temple... Gordon is always happy.
As soon as I gather...
Don't send it back over there again.
As soon as I gather whatever my share of the money is from the loot, which is currently in the computer.
Okay. As everyone is distracted for due to the zombie madness that is Left 4 Dead. You can walk over to the blacksmithing shop and you... Take a quick sip of potion.
Mm-hmm.
And explode.
The first thing you notice, you have suddenly have the, imagine like a sudden onset of a migraine. So you do the, and kind of close your eyes. And once you open your eyes, everything kind of has this wispy, kind of ghosty nature to it. Except for...
Like being dead in World of Warcraft.
Yeah, kind of. Except there's no giant black hole in the sky. Trust me, as the tank, I get used to seeing that thing. And imagine it's kind of the reverse. You see ghosts as solid and living people as ghosts.
Okay.
And except you can see the solid people and how they were gruesomely killed, usually. You'll see that there are a number of orcs that are spending time around this area from... with various stab wounds, decapitation, some have scorch marks where they're obviously hit by magic, but you can also see some humans, gnomes, elves, all of them dead. And all of them are sitting there talking amongst each other.
You see dead people.
And you slowly make your way in, kind of, you kind of have to...
sidestep everybody.
Excuse me. Till eventually you get to the... forge, where you can finally hear the clangs of metal. And each clang of metal is almost as though it, to your dwarven ears, it literally sounds like each hammer blow is a prayer to Moradin.
Wow.
And then you of course walk in and you can see a ghosty version of him probably sitting in the corner, watching intently.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting there, or hammering away at the forge, is this is the closest thing you could probably call to what you have seen as an angel. You can literally see, like, this glow about him. As though he's been blessed. And he's got this huge, full beard. I mean, this is the type of beard where you kind of do the...
bit of drool inside the mouth.
You do the double take of... And he is sitting there, and he's got, like... He's obviously not wearing armor, but it's almost as though he's got this spectral armor laid over him. And he's hitting that anvil, and you can see, like, little sprites, basically, jump off the anvil every time he hits it. And they dance around the room.
Is this what's true?
This is what you see. This is what dwarves see.
So, spiritually, this is...
spiritually,
for me.
This is probably, you know, this is as close to seeing an angel as you've ever gotten or probably ever will get. I mean, this is like...
I fall upon my knees.
He looks over and his brow kind of furs and he goes, get off.
You are beautiful.
So you see her, like, walk in, fall to her knees, and you're gonna go,
cry.
Like... Oh. And he's like...
Like, damn it, not again.
I can't find my voice.
How can I help you, lass?
Except I didn't take it.
It's this warm, comforting feeling as though, you know, your ancestors and everything are, like, hugging you and supporting you in every way.
I cry some more.
See, you found it. I didn't have it.
What?
You said you couldn't find your voice. Oh. I told you I didn't take it. Although you probably didn't hear me.
Yeah, she's having a divine moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm not listening to you. I'm sorry.
He walks over and he, like, graciously offers his hand to help you up.
Can I touch him?
Yeah, you can touch him. And it's, it's almost as though him touching, like, an emperor or something.
I just wanted to say thank you.
You would need it.
More than welcome, lass.
Cry some more.
I would believe humans would probably see something else. We are. I already see him, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. The only people who don't see her are dwarves. It's all right, lass. Just use it well, and I'll be watching over you.
I don't know what
Yeah, basically at this point, you're probably like putty.
I'll probably just sit there until I can't see him anymore.
Yeah. You basically sit there for 5 minutes and have this existential experience. And then after about 5 minutes, it slowly fades away and it goes back to normal way of seeing.
And I'm exhausted.
You are exhausted. You know, the eyes are probably slightly bloodshot. the streams going down your face. He's still sitting there, except now he's solid.
I'll probably go sleep for a week. I need to go meditate.
Oh, I wouldn't know this. Never mind. Disregard.
Okay.
I will go and consider what I have seen.
You will go and ponder. Yes. Obviously, you have been shown a great vision.
And I will do so out in the wilderness because I like it there.
Okay.
I'm going to test a theory.
That's what's dangerous.
On some random person in the little square area who doesn't look terribly important... I'm going to try my ranged arcane trickster thing. So I'm going to get within 30 feet of them and do sleight of hand to remove the purse, because I'm not near it.
I understand. Go ahead.
That is a 27 sleight of hand.
Okay. The electric current goes off, but you have the bag. The person doesn't really seem to notice, but basically the bag is going... As long as it's near you. It's not shocking you, because you've got the arcane trickster thing. I'm not touching you, but it's going...
Good to know. I will scoop it up in a robe fold, so I'm not physically touching it, and kind of tuck it away, so I'm not... again, not touching it. And I will return to... very, very content with myself to create a carrying container for pilfered items.
Okay, so you pickpocketed.
You can never touch.
Your training.
As long as I dump the bag
experience.
Out.
Ethan.
I'm seeing if anyone's interested in buying wands.
What spells do you have available?
He has a little lemonade stand. Lemonade and wands.
Oh, let's see. Given the time, magic missile, obviously, any burning hands, up to and including fireball,
find it on here. Yep.
Same as before, is if they'll for the higher level stuff, they'll have to fork over the
cash up front.
Cash up front, so I can make the wand.
You have 3 wands that are requisitioned.
Okay.
And now you don't have to ask for their reasons, or you might. What's this for? I'm gonna go kill some goblins. Okay, I don't care.
Fantastic! I hate those guys.
Stupid puppy goblins. A 5th level magic missile. A wand of mage armor. 1st level's fine.
Alright.
And then a wand of summon monster 3.
Ooh. Do you have one of those for yourself yet?
No.
I think you should make one.
Oh, well, maybe we'll have one in a bit. Alrighty. I have to do some figuring now, so.
Okay, yeah, Ethan begins doing the great math.
So I'm going to spend after I make a carrying container, I'm going to take 2 approaches. If I see someone who has a purse or a pouch or looks like they have an unusual thing that they might be carrying,
if I knew where it was at,
I will mage hand arcane trickster thing once per day. Other than that, I'm going to engage people. Since my innate curiosity to just rummage through their purse is no longer going to be something I can do, I will find people who look like they have interesting stories.
Okay.
And go up and engage them in conversation and see if I can't talk them into showing me something that they might have interesting that they might have acquired. And sleight of hand, well, it's not in their bag.
You have information and a sleight of hand.
And that's pretty much what I'm going to be spending most of my time doing.
And then a notice check.
Gather information puts me at a 19.
Basically, that's see if you find anything interesting. Sure, you find a few interesting knickknacks. Probably convince an adventurer fighter to show you one of his knickknacks. It's apparently a small totem to an orcish demigod.
Okay.
And then you, of course, attempt to pilfer.
What, before he puts it back in his pack? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is opposed by his notice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Remember, you have
sleight of hand.
Remember, this is an adventurer.
That puts me at 31.
31. Okay, he's good, but he doesn't have a +12. Okay, so you'll go ahead and get it, and now you need to give me a notice check.
A notice check.
Oh, that's also
20.
You're looking for a
32.
32. Okay.
You can have a lot of fun with that.
That I have.
We don't have that.
I don't have most of those items anymore.
Okay.
All right, count up what you do have, and then roll the dice. This. Closest to appropriate.
Two spells for free. And what level is that?
Okay, now would this be just stuff I have on me?
Yes, things you would have on you on a daily basis.
Okay. I will put a tick mark beside things I have on me.
Everyone should. Well, I don't think we do have that. Then, no, we don't have that.
I think we should have that too. And they're, ironically, in my school of magic.
Yep. I'll get those onto the list.
Yay, thank you.
Okay, there are 4 items I would have on me normally.
Roll a d4.
D8 divided by 2?
Yep.
That would be 4.
Okay. What's your 4th item?
My disguise kit.
Okay. You'll walk home, you're very proud of yourself, you have an orc idol, but you're missing your disguise kit. Someone must have stolen it.
And I didn't notice that?
Apparently not. I will go to...
Oh, okay, cool.
And somewhere, some person like, disguise kit. Why does this have so many prosthetic noses? Okay. Minor loss on your part, though.
Yeah, I don't really. The interesting trinkets I'm going for, just like little, like what we had in the school, like leaves of paper from people's notes. I'm not looking to pilfer anything big, just something to be like, this is kind of cool, look what I found.
Okay.
And then I'll make random spurts outside of the walls and pilfer orc stuff.
Well, sneaking. They're not there constantly, but you know the basically the flooding of the Nile and the shrinking of the Nile? That's what you can do with the orcs. You can literally time, you can figure out what time of the year it is by the percentage of orcs outside.
Okay. Flooding of the orcs.
What do you need for me to make these things?
You mean money or material components or what?
Do you need any skill checks?
No.
Okay.
But you have to have three wands. Things that you can, turn into
you,
a wand.
I can make you one, can't I? Because I have woodworking.
It has to be slightly better than just a normal mundane stick. Basically,
I will have her make, hang on, 8 wands.
8? Make 8 rolls?
Sure. You're basically going to need to break a 15 each time.
And if one doesn't measure up, make another.
Yeah. Basically, it's, he looks at it like, I can't change
that. Sure.
Okay. Well, you guys are making that roll. Nathan.
Yes.
And then I'll burn the money off and burn the XP off. So.
There's 2.
And then.
And a giant bonfire and cry as you watch
3.
Your experience float away.
Hey, 3 out of my first 4
okay.
made these.
You're sitting there. Well, by sitting there, I mean you are now. You are now trained.
Out of 8.
This is probably one of the first times, you know, in Siren you didn't use lances a whole lot.
It probably takes you several days.
Spears are lighter.
They don't just use lances, they use heavy lances. These are the lances, if you get a full-on charge, you might skewer an ogre type of lance. So you're like, ugh, I've got an 18 strength, I can do this, but it's still the...
Oh yeah, I do, don't
I? Damn, this is big! What do you kill with this? Ogres. Oh, okay, so I do.
That would explain. Explain the weight.
On day 9, up walks a man, at least you think. Well, it would be a man.
In high
purple
heels.
Full plate.
Oh, there you go, purple.
You know, the swooping shoulders. His entire plate mail outfit looks as though it's done in scales. He's a man probably in his 30s or 40s. Hair pulled back into a small ponytail, dark hair, dark eyes. He walks up to you and says, Tahir.
Yes.
By order of Her Majesty Akai Pyramori. Your first orders.
Oh, he's handing me something.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
He salutes and walks up such a straight line that you're pretty sure that some geometry professor's head just broke.
How many days does it take to make stuff?
1,000 gold pieces per day.
Per day, that's what I thought.
So
okay.
I'll open it up. What do I have?
It's...
I'm going to be busy for 20 days.
I want a wand. Can you wait a little bit? basically, rolling it up is a... It is a handwritten note by Her Majesty the Queen, detailing a friend that she has down south along the King's Road in a small town known as Pottsville. Apparently, he's being tormented by an arcane menace that she is unfamiliar with. And seeing as how you are a spell sword and have contacts with mage friends, she asks you, or she orders, that you...
Requests.
She decrees that
decrees
I, that I need...
that you should investigate and render any assistance available. Horses will be lent to you and 1,000 gold pieces worth of supplies.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll first go find Saucy because he'll be the easiest to persuade.
I'm random place, town square. I'm not carrying anything with me this time, except for I'm rather... rather surprised and upset with myself for having lost my disguise kit. Not the fact that it was irreplaceable, because it's a disguise kit. But the fact that I didn't notice.
What that says to you is someone else here is a scary thief, too.
Uh-huh. So I'm not carrying anything valuable.
But one of the things you will notice is that there are other people in the crowd who are scoping the crowd a lot like you do.
Yeah. Actually, what I'd like to do before I do anything else, I'd like to see if I couldn't talk the arms guy.
Taron?
Yeah, Taron into doing something with my daggers.
What do you want done with them?
Well, right now they're just plus one daggers. And I don't know what his capabilities are. I'm just like, hey, can you...
Leave him here.
Do something with these? Okay.
Come back in 2 weeks.
Okay. Done.
I'm still looking for Saucy.
Yeah, like I said, randomly wandering, talking to people.
Ah. I got a mission.
I noticed.
Get one of those damn rings.
They don't stop me. Watch. Watch this. And I'll lift someone's purse.
Sleight of hand. You need not make a notice check. You notice.
I'm pointing.
Because he's pointing.
Watch this. Watch this. This is so cool. Sleight of hand puts me at solid 30.
So he picks up the person, doesn't even notice, but he back comes here.
I'll scoop in the little compartment in my cloak. Not only do I get to pick up the purse, but I don't actually touch the purse, and I get this hairdo!
And he's lightly twitchy now.
This is almost like being the squirrel! That was so cool!
Wow. That's not supposed to be possible. Quit that! We need to go investigate down south. Apparently, an associate of the king and the queen is being menaced by some sort of arcane creature that is not that they cannot identify. So something new, possibly something shiny.
I'm in.
Good. Apparently, we'll have supplies and we'll be reimbursed or remunerated for anything we purchase up to a certain amount. So we'll need horses. So go find us some good deals on horses. And by good deals, I mean not... They just kind of wandered away with me kind of deals. I mean, they only cost us this much kind of deals.
No camels.
I said no camels, Sala. That's 4 camels.
I said no camels. That's 5 camels. Can't you count? Compensation for my brother-in-law's car.
And I will... having wandered around the town for a while, I'm pretty sure I would know where I would need to go to find horses.
I go find the other two.
I actually, have an entire horse book, and I can point out the breed of horse to you next time.
Okay. I'm content with knowing that we have horses.
Yes.
So I'm going to go and see if I can't arrange suitable price deductions, or reductions, I should say, for horses.
The stable, you will find... a gentleman in basically, I wouldn't call it guard uniform, but next
close to
the horses.
Yes. Apparently, Her Majesty, I'll pull out the orders again. Apparently, Her Majesty has a mission for my friend.
You actually pull out a blank piece of paper.
Huh. Okay, well, this isn't it.
5, 4, 3,
it's a second level illusionary spell.
Well, this isn't it. But Her Majesty has some orders for a friend of mine to go on a mission to rescue someone, she said, from somewhere she knows. I can't.
You will need to have your friend with the orders.
I just want to get horses.
To purchase horses will cost you money. If Her Majesty says that you get horses, then you get horses.
She didn't say get horses. She said we would be remunerated for purchasing horses. There's a bit of a difference in that. You still have my... I go to talk to her. I've got a mission.
Sometimes you wish you were still playing the cymbals.
Yes. I've been asked as a... Apparently, I'm some sort of knight for the...
You have been knighted.
I have been knighted. Well, I've been knighted.
We've all been knighted.
I'm actually doing a duty for the royal family.
that we need to that I've been asked to investigate. An arcane menace that is harassing someone that is a known an associate of the king queen to the south, and they've asked for assistance. So wanted to know if you could help.
Of course.
Excellent. That's two down. Now go find Saucy because what's wrong?
Hold on, I just had another existential moment.
You go find Saucy, and I will go find...
How many days has this been?
9.
And I will go find... the person's name, who suddenly I forgot.
He's probably getting more and more pale because he just keeps spending time in doors making wands.
Are you kidding? All the chemicals going poof. All the magic going poof. It's about to get you solar radiation.
Some sort. Magic pollution. I just found the rules for magic pollution.
Oh my.
So he's probably sitting there pouring over papers when you walk in to find him.
Like balancing a wand, a balance.
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and BC would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shab with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed. Now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Adrian,
and this is Chris,
and we're the other staff of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Sing a wand, go ahead. No.
It's okay. Did you fix it?
Inscribing on the side of the wand.
Point this way.
Dummy proof.
So he's not paying any attention to me at all, is he?
Vic is probably there. I don't know.
Vic is not paying attention. He's in your nightmare, is it?
And there are in a row, there are six. There are six wands laid out in a row right now.
So. He's very friendly. Bandages.
I believe you. Get his attention because I don't want to scare him. I don't want a wand up the nose
or a misfire.
Master, the king is here.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Wands go flying.
I'm like catching wands as they fly by. I'm not the king.
Oops. Oops. Sorry. Wrong person.
Were you? What year is it? Are you king now? Oh dear. No. I take back all the bad things I've ever said about you.
Shut up. No, I'm not the king.
Oh, thank God. Thank the gods.
Yeah, because I would have had you executed a while ago.
Note to self, do not let him become king.
Oh, so why are you bothering me? Go away.
I've been decreed to go investigate an arcane menace that you might be interested in, considering it's an unidentifiable by the king and queen arcane menace, which means it's something they've never seen before.
How long can you wait? 24 days?
No.
I'm a little backed up. Had to wait for fresh wand materials, you know. That would be.
Can you work on the wands while we go?
I can work on them, yes. This is for you.
Arcane root. Explosive runes. Ah,
oh no, that was sausages. I'm sorry. A basic wand of magic missiles. It's all for you. Go.
Put it on my belt. Okay.
When do we leave? We're leaving immediately.
We have to go procure horses.
Yeah, so we are leaving immediately. Yeah, right. I have to go find two people, then I'll meet you. Where should I meet you?
Town Square.
Town Square, right here.
Alright, let's go find... I'm going to go find Saucy. I'll meet you at Town Square.
I'll go find the guy who wants the fifth level magic missile and the mage armor, because I finished those.
Okay.
I will go find the guy for the Soul Monster 3 and let him know I'm going out of town, but I will be working on it immediately. It's the next thing in queue.
By decree of the King and Queen, remember that.
Yes, of course.
The person who wanted the magic missile and the mage armor will happily pay the price in the DMG.
Lovely.
Says, well, thank you. Hopefully you'll make it back. I would enjoy return business.
Oh, of course. Of course. There's a fine dwarven crafted ones.
I didn't think dwarves made wood.
Well, I know one that's good woodworker. Yeah. She's the only one I know, and she's quite good. Okay. Pursuing business with you, must be off.
Right, so I'm going to go find Saucy.
You'll find him sitting... he is kind of probably sitting outside. Sitting next to the
door. Yeah, outside the stable.
The decree.
Oh, there's blank paper?
Open it up. Turn it around.
It's a second level illusion spell. You probably know it.
It's designed to only show for the person who it's for.
Simple illusion.
Fine, you gotta go talk to the guy about the horse. I'll go off towards Town Square.
I will point on here. Remunerated. It means we still have to pay for it. So I'll go inside. You go to Town Square.
you want to make a visit by on the steak? Let's see what we have today.
On the who what?
On the steak.
Sure.
On the
steak.
Okay.
Jenna will be there and damn it, why can I not remember your character's name, Ethan?
Hercule! Sir Hercule! Hercule or Gaston?
Gaston. Sir, Hercule will be there as well. That's where we'll meet. I'll bring the horses.
You roll d20, please.
17.
17.
I'll let you study the illusion or whatever spell is on it, see if you can replicate it later, because I know you're...
I know the spell. I just didn't think to look.
Monstrous crab on a stick.
Ooh. Monstrous crab?
Yeah. Monstrous crab.
That's probably pretty yummy.
That's what he's got today.
I'm okay without crab.
Okay.
Although it is intriguing to see how he's stuck them on the stick.
There are shells that are probably bigger than this table lying next to the cart.
Mm-hmm.
About one crab dozen for the day.
What is the terrain like where the cart is positioned? Is it kind of like...
Flat.
Flat? Okay. I'm going to get a running start, hop into one of the shells, and slide.
Okay.
And after that, I'll continue on Town Square.
Go ahead and give me a jump check. That's what you're doing.
18.
18. Okay. You... He's like, my cart. You slide on down. He's like... You probably slide a good 20.
Not the cart, just the shell beside the cart, okay. Like the crab shell.
Okay, so you slide on the crab, and he's like, my crab, I was using that. Can I have my crab back?
When I stop sliding, I'll be back. That was so cool! Oh yeah, I'll drag it. I can't carry it, I'll drag it back.
Okay.
And then I'll continue on to Town Square.
Right, I will go into the stable.
Okay.
I will open the decree. I have been decreed by the queen. I have been, well, there's a decree by the queen to investigate an issue to the south. It says here, and I will read what it says. If I remember what I heard correctly, it says I will be remunerated.
She does that a lot.
So.
Yeah, here are your horses.
It says I will be remunerated for the costs of my purchase.
The king and the queen don't always speak on the same terms. Okay. He says, I give you the horses for free. She says, you buy the horses, she'll pay you back.
Well, what we'll do...
I think they had a fight over it. I don't know.
What we'll probably do is, as long as the horses don't get eaten by some horrible, god-awful thing, we will bring them back and you can have them back, because I don't have a need for another horse. I just don't have a horse here. But thank you.
There are your horses.
Yeah, there are your horses.
Well, I will...
Barded or unbarded?
That's a good question. Which would you recommend?
What are you dealing with?
Well, the queen and the king apparently have been able to identify it.
Barding.
Okay. Barded it is.
Leather chain plate.
Probably the lighter the better.
Leather, then.
Because we need to be able to move.
He gives you 3 heavy barded horses. Or 4 if you need 4.
We'll need 5.
5 barded horses it is then.
Maybe a nice war pony.
And a pony. There are
and schools. The pony.
Oh no, we got Fick a
riding dog, a war dog.
A weasel.
What did we get him? Was it a weasel
we
or
got him a dire weasel, but it's tiny still.
I thought it was a still growing dire weasel.
Still growing dire weasel.
Yeah, it's okay. Not it's not full grown yet.
I couldn't remember.
It's only got 18 hit points, so it's not a full fledged dire weasel.
I mean it's we'll got the badger stats though. Yeah.
It's the baby dire weasel.
Pony as well.
It's still a dire puppy.
A very small one coming with it.
So yes, we'll get him a pony.
And behind door number 1 is a brand new horse!
And I can share a horse.
A war pony. It's like, oh, ow, damn it! Why are their personalities so vicious?
Kick.
take my finger back. I'll be back after I go to the temple. You! I'm coming back for you.
The horse gives you the evil eye.
On a steep.
Okay.
No, I'll take him, and I will head towards the town square, because my wife, undoubtedly, is coming with us. That's why we need 5 horses and a war pony. Yeah, try to explain that one. Sorry, honey, I forgot to tell you we were heading out of town for God knows how long to go deal with an arcane menace and leave you here all by yourself. Yeah. It would be the next day, everybody. And then the next day, everybody sort of be, hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, my wife did a new zone of surgery on me. I see so much better now.
Roll the details.
Oh, yeah.
Dangling from her horse stirrup, the stirrup on her horse is his ball.
Yes.
Yeah. From ding, her ding, horse stirrup. Ding,
yes, from her horse stirrups.
Kind of like on the back of the pickup truck, that balls.
What? On a roll of a 1 on a d10, she gets pregnant. Andre's being
weird.
No, he's being very calculated.
Methodical.
Yes.
So I come pulling. I'm like, come on.
The other horses are walking fine. The other horses are helping drag the pony.
Yeah. Because the pony's like, I ain't going nowhere with your ass! Motherfucker!
It's actually a donkey.
It's a war donkey!
Yes. The dreaded war donkey.
You thought the war ponies were bad.
We don't have any ponies or donkeys. We have a moose. Will that work? Sure, that's fine.
That's a terrible moose. That's a horrible, horrible, terrible moose. Almost bit my nose off.
Well, you guys will meet up down square. Your wife will happily come along.
I have a paler coming. My wife is coming along whether I want her.
Thank you for thinking of it so I didn't have to force myself on you.
I'm not that
I have a paler complexion, so cool, back under the eyes.
Get her go, hun. I may be
it's
dumb.
For you.
I'm not that stupid.
Wait.
Good man.
Yes, that is for you.
It was so cool. I walked by this place on a stick and they had giant crab shells. Anyone else live there with
me? Salty! This is for you.
This fell out of your bag.
Put that in the bag.
Read what it says on the side of that wand.
What is it?
It's wand of magic missiles.
What'd you give me?
Read it. It tells you on the side of the wand.
It's labeled.
I'll turn it past the label like 4 times. Oh, well.
I'll see. This is a wand of magic missiles.
Other side.
Why is it in Spanish, dude?
Yes, it's also in Spanish. So these are all level wands of magic missiles, a level 1 spell. So.
You get a d4 plus 1, but you will never miss.
Exactly. It's for backup purposes.
When in doubt, wand it.
We each have one now.
How many are on it?
Okay, 50.
Alright, so that was her.
I was attempting to steal her nose.
And she squeaked. She went, squee! So, we are on our way.
You begin on your way. You guys head south along the King's Road. It is patrolled, so it's fairly safe.
For the most part.
There will probably be a couple chance encounters with like 2 or 3 orcs. Not worth our time to run. 3 or 4 orcs try and do something stupid. You're level 7 characters.
Smush.
We're level 8.
We're like,
eight.
Really? Really? Right. You get to count to 3. Can you count to 3? 1... If by 3 you're still here, then you will be destroyed. 2.
Scorching rain.
1 to 3.
As we're trotting down, there's the next one. And I just go, 3. Boom!
As I said, at groups of 3 and 4, just not worth trying. They're like, and we're just like, but they are there.
So tell me what are orders?
I will open it up and I will read it to everybody again after getting it back from Saucy again.
You don't even look for your pack, you reach in it.
This is what I've been told.
Basically, it's a house down south. They give you the coordinates, and apparently there's an arcane menace that they don't know what the hell it is. Although, they are sending you guys to deal with it.
Fabulous. Should be a lock. Onward.
Go ahead. Onward and upward. Lickety-split up the ziggurat.
You guys will come across the residence after about 6 days of traveling on the road.
I'm sure your legs hurt.
Yeah, I assume with 1,000 gold pieces worth of stuff, you got food, water, all that.
Oh yeah,
no.
I'm still cooking random stuff that I find.
Okay,
I'm not eating that.
I don't know. I've got a cooking skill of 16.
I don't care. I'm not eating that. I saw you pull that out of the ground on a stick, and it was white. No, I'm not eating that.
Anyway,
I don't care how nutritious.
Can I work on the wand on the way?
No, you have to have a lab in order to do it.
Damn it.
By the way, labs cost about 500 gold.
Okay.
Why don't we have one?
So unless you buy,
we will when we get back.
You've been borrowing someone's.
Actually, I could have afforded to buy one, but yeah, already. So we'll say I bought one.
Okay.
And I'll adjust.
Behold, flashback. Whoa! I think I just bought. I remember when I bought that.
Reality just altered itself.
Whoa, it's trippy.
Yeah, trippy. Now I have a lab. We're good.
After about 6 days, you guys will come to a small residence, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, as displayed here on the battle map.
Oh.
You guys leave the horses back near.
Yes, wherever this is, we're not going there.
Okay. Well, you guys leave and ignore the royal decree.
Okay. Wait.
Well, damn!
Just say we get it done.
Damn the man!
So, I have already placed you here on the battle map. It's a two-story house.
What time of day did we arrive?
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ah.
It grass growing around it, small porch with a bench on it, two stories, couple windows.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing terribly out of the ordinary, except for the fact that it's all alone. That's about the only thing that's weird. But it's probably just a guy who likes his privacy. Who lives out in the country? Yeehaw.
Alright, well,
we hear evil banjos.
We hear evil banjos, I'm telling everybody, right? I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Fireball the house, we're done.
Sorry, he died. Couldn't do anything.
Tyra and Mori came with them? Well, why did they even come?
Oh, shut up.
What, you're using their minis?
Oh, yeah, like I can afford minis for every single character that's in one of my games.
Hey, I supplied my own.
Yeah, you supplied your own. I salute you. Everyone else, no.
I have enough minis, I could probably find one for my guy.
Anyways, I'm going to go gallivanting up to the door. Rap a few times.
The bench takes its attack of opportunity.
Rap a few times?
The what?
The bench takes its attack of opportunity.
He's got a big DJ stand.
Suddenly, the bench literally bends and attempts to whack Saucy.
Whoa, what the...
Oh, what am I rolling for?
That's a good question. Why are you rolling?
I don't know. Because I want to roll my
does
purple dice.
Does a 12 flat-footed hit you?
No.
Okay, so literally as you are sitting there...
Underneath your penny bag.
Just for simplicity's sake.
Holy crap!
At this point, it's initiative checks as the bench has turned hostile.
Okay.
Okay.
18. Can I ask a favor? Can you grab me my notebook?
Le honey.
My notebook bag.
I ring it.
Ring, 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 so ring, ring.
It's Andre's phone. Ring.
Greetings, parental house unit. I have not tried. I'm currently at game.
Here is my initiative.
No, Dad. Anytime I offer to let you come, you say no.
Okay, Nathan, here's the song that you never heard. That was, I was talking about my phone right now.
Yes, I'll deal with that later, Dad. Talk to you later. Bye.
I can't believe you've never heard
21 on my initiative.
Banana phone?
If the incarnation of Satan will slowly drop you mad.
I got a 15 on initiative.
I think that's about enough of that song for me.
What did your real wife get?
She went.
Six goes on an 8 if he goes up.
If he goes up. I'm gonna guess that since she left before you said 12 for initiative, that 19 is not what she rolled.
Probably not.
She has no modifier for her initiative. She goes on a 14. My real life.
And your,
my fictional? Plus 3, right?
I gave you her stats, so yes.
A six. Well, I just shut down my computer because it's taking up a lot of space and I can't see the board.
Okay, the bench goes on a 1.
It's an animated object.
Okay, well, Ethan, you react first to the, nice garden variety bench suddenly attempting to kill Flossie.
You're like, wait, I'm gonna watch.
Fighting at me.
Can I make a knowledge arcana check on that one?
Sure.
Or a knowledge, any kind of knowledge check.
Arcana's about as close as you're gonna get.
28.
Okay, as far as you can tell, some sort of magical energy has warped that inanimate object, if not more inanimate objects, into sentient, quote unquote, creatures that might be hostile.
Might
be hostile. Oh, terribly atrocious.
I'm going to guess, considering it just tried to eat someone, that it is hostile.
Oh, I just fireball into there. It's fine.
You'll be fine, Saucy. Don't.
I have evasion.
Yeah. Just make your dex check.
That's easy. I have a high reflex save.
Then you roll a
one. That's why they give me white pebbles.
I love Benny.
I love the animals.
I will go ahead and summon two orcs.
He's like, I'm just going to save myself from summoning them and collect them from the road we travel on.
Yes. You'll be serving me eventually. Come, come. Come, come. Time is wasting.
Okay.
That bothers. Mm-hmm. The ring of protection.
Yeah, and then both those orcs will swing at it.
Okay.
Plus, the falchion, so plus four. One gets a 5 and the other gets 15.
15 will hit.
Alright, and that's a 2d4 plus 4.
By the way, did you ever take Augment Summoning?
No. Okay. Well, I might have. Yeah. No.
Okay.
4 plus 4 is 8 points of damage.
Bench will take 8 points of damage.
Does it seem okay?
Yeah, the bench is fine. Yeah. Well, the bench doesn't, you know, scream or anything. He just kind of begins hacking at the bench.
Or like, what?
You said 8?
8, yes.
Okay. Then we go to Nathan on 18.
I pull out the, with the flame thingy one.
The Scorching Ray?
Scorching Ray.
Okay.
I try to shoot it. I'm going to have for a ranged attack. Plus 3 plus base attack of plus 6. Is that right?
Yeah, so you have base attack of 6 at this point.
Augment summoning, I think, is the next one we'd be taking.
So plus 9 to hit.
That's not what I have, right?
Yeah, it's a ranged touch attack. You need
an 18.
Well, technically, you need to roll a 0 to hit. So don't roll a 1.
I rolled an 18.
You will hit.
Sorry, that goes back around. So
it's the 3d6?
Yeah, it's double AC. 4d6. And since it's fire, it'll be taking damage and a half.
No, Andre has just decided we're going to go back to Thaco for this fight.
Oh.
That's
terrible. 18.
Nice. 18 times 1.5 is 27, so it's now up to 35. So the chair goes... So now it's a flaming bench.
I figured it was wood. It would take more damage from fire.
Michael.
It is most likely some sort of an animated object of some kind or another kind of creature, but... Yes, 5.
What about those mimic creatures that hide themselves?
Could be, but I haven't tried to swallow them yet.
That's true.
It hasn't tried to eat him.
Well, it did attack him.
Yes, but it didn't try to eat him.
By the way, did you actually write down your wife's name?
No, it's in the...
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's just it was taking up space. I need to be able to see the board.
It's okay.
I don't have another chair like Ethan's, like, fit over here.
I stole Becca's, so...
I know. I could steal my network chair, but it'd be like, and let me go... Oh. It starts spinning, and the notebook would fly off and hit the wall and break, and be like, well, there goes my
notebook. Or you could just go find one of those chairs.
That would require me to actually, like, usurp one of the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bench is now a flame, correct?
The bench is now a flame.
All right.
It's flaming.
Then I'm
going to
take
flaming.
A 5-foot step backwards away from it, because that's hot.
Dude, that is so hot.
God, that sounded like Paris Hilton.
How lovely.
Well, the fire should do something to it, I would think.
Yes, it will continue to damage it, yes, but if it's a sturdy piece of wood, it might take a little while.
Does the door appear to be trapped or locked in any way?
You hadn't had chance to check.
I'm wanting to take the time to check.
So that'd be a search.
That's great. I just fireball and then I'll just
Oh,
that kind of sucks for everybody down there. Yeah,
we all get hit by that, by the way.
Not me. I'm far back, too.
It's 32.
32 does not appear trapped.
Okay, good. And the door's not attacking you?
We don't know yet.
All right. I'm going to just wait for the bench to burn itself out.
Okay.
And it can entertain itself with the orcs for now.
Okay, 14 Becca. The bench is currently alive and trying to kill people.
What bench?
The bench by the door.
I caught it on fire with a scorching ray spell.
And well, there's been summoned.
To touch it.
Summoned pair of orcs were currently.
I got someone to beat up a chair. Yeah.
They're like, and one hits it, and then it goes, woof, flip and fire, and they go. Because that's what I would do if I was in work.
I'm just going to hold my action for the moment.
Back a little more action.
Well, when I was a kid,
the door swings on its hinges and attempts to whack you.
Fabulous.
Do I get like a reflex save or something?
No, it's an attack.
It's an attack. 20 hits.
Demented furniture store.
20 meters.
Okay. Defender does not win in my world. Okay.
It's not like my D&D where Defender wins ties.
No. I prefer to kill people.
Then yes, 20 hits.
The door does 4 points of damage. Bam!
Ah! As you're examining it.
Quiet! Not cool!
I hate this house. Can we just burn it to the ground and go home?
No.
Nothing.
Sadly, old bean.
Thick.
At the door.
I know what I'm going to do.
Good to know.
Just testing, master.
Roll the hit and damage. You actually have to wound the door.
That's an agile door if you miss.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can move.
As you found out.
25.
Unfortunately, you cannot crit on the door.
Yeah, it's a construct. 25.
You'll hit the door. Good job.
Doing a mighty 2 points of damage.
The door will take 2 points of damage.
It's like, bah.
Thunk.
Nice shooting, Vic.
Crossbow bolt stuck in the door.
Hey, look, extra tinder.
Okay.
Becca. It's the prototype.
It's nice, doesn't it?
Your honey.
It's like our these except blue.
Your fictional wife.
Wait, she goes before six.
Becca went on hold.
Holds.
Oh.
I'm waiting to see what's going on here.
So far the door's attempting to kill
him. The bench tried to kill Saucy, and now the door just slapped him, and...
She's like runners through my...
I summoned some orcs to bash on the bench.
Fire and throw it at the door.
Okay. Yeah. Back touch attack against the door. Yeah, roll a d6.
She reaches in my patch like, heep.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not now, honey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Wrong pouch.
Five,
okay, so it will actually take 7 and you will take 1.
Sorry.
Flash damage.
She catch on fire. My bad.
That's what Orion's gonna
call. This is because I have your orders again, isn't it?
I didn't throw it. That was my wife.
The bench will lock in one of the orcs. The bench hits an orc. I kill an orc.
Okay.
With my minimum damage, I kill an orc.
Yes.
My bonus to damage is its hit points.
Okay, then. That's fine.
I'm glad it missed.
It's a DA plus 4. Or I have
know.
Okay. The bench kind of goes, bam!
The orc's like, goes,
bench is back!
There's a smear of orc on the ground.
The other orc's like...
He's in your move.
I summon 2 more orcs. Thanks, that'll never do!
This is the horde that never ends.
It's like Overlord 2, my friend. Have you played that yet?
Uh-huh.
It runs much better on the computer than it does on the processors.
Lots of hits from the orcs, so 17, 19, and 20.
Awesome.
Natural
quack, quack. If only you could crit on a bench.
Hit the joints! Hit the joints!
It's already on fire.
It's a flaming bench.
Which slash you need?
6. Awesome. 10 points from the first orc. 9 points from the second orc.
And
then the other orc maxes out with 12 points. So they chop they'll chop that thing into the
kindling. Now there's a little flaming kindling.
Ha.
Door just attacked Saucy?
I didn't open it.
Never believed it opened itself, old bean. It's animated.
Your turn, Nathan.
It has a mind of its own, old bean.
Scorching red. Seemed to work on the bench. Can I hit the door, though? 19.
Yeah. You'll find that hitting these objects is not terribly hard.
Fire seemed to work well on the bench. Let's see how it works on the door.
First orc that I summoned will disappear.
17.
17 times 1.5 is 8, so 25. Oh. So that's a total of 34.
Door's fixed.
Now you guys actually get to see inside.
Very lovely.
There's like a side
table. Sent us out here to investigate a demented furniture store.
This is a carpenter's nightmare.
Well, they're going to be disappearing here shortly. I could just lob a fireball in and see what happens.
I don't think the queen would really appreciate it if we destroyed this gentleman's house.
I like the fireball!
We may not have a choice, old bean, if his furniture's trying to kill us. Now, I know I'm a bit of a critique about some things, but furniture trying to kill me, definitely not in vogue.
Have you met the queen?
No.
Can't say that I have.
Actually, no one has.
Actually, she was arguing. I met her.
Oh, yes, you did. Because you saw her son going off for his first adventure.
Let's just put this way. I don't want to end up being hung by my toenails from the wall of the castle, so if we can refrain from burning down this gentleman's house, I'd really appreciate it.
Very well, lead on.
Okay, door burns down, there are 3 more doors and a stair heading up.
Touching the doors!
And there are little, kind of like little gas lights hanging on the walls.
We should make our clothes fire resistant.
I'm going to find scorched a random long stick from
the area. You can go pick up a burning stick that's right there.
I'm going to pick up a burning stick.
The other orcs
stick
will disappear.
And I'm going to
keep
handy something that's at least 5 feet long.
There might be.
Like I said, random stick or something.
Yeah, I'll say there's one there.
And I'm going to start poking things before I get within 5 feet of them.
Okay, so you come over here and draw a stick. Becca.
Does anybody is it light enough in there to see what's in there?
Oh, yeah.
Just doors and a stairwell?
There's a little lamppost right here, a little lamppost right there.
Okay.
And one right here on the stairs.
It's going to be like something out of a bad horror movie. Walk by the lights and go...
Right behind where Saucy is. And I'll kind of look. But I don't want to be the first one in there.
Okay, you're looking.
I guess this is my decree. I guess I will be the first one to enter the building.
You want the 5-foot stick?
Okay. The door, that lamp, and that lamp will all take their attacks of opportunity.
All right.
So as you walk out, the door goes...
I know it to summon. Lovely.
9 will not hit you.
No.
2 little lamps.
17 might, though.
18 and 20. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 18 and 20.
Well, the 20 will hit, but the 18 will not.
Okay.
Well, actually, if I'm wearing that mithril breastplate, what's the armor rating on that?
5.
Okay, well, if that's mithril breastplate is a 5, plus, and it's a plus 1.
Yes, it is.
So that's a 6.
So 6 plus whatever.
I would be 22 then.
Okay.
Jeez.
Suddenly the lamps go, dink, 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 dink.
Quit it!
I like your fireball idea more and more.
I didn't get to roll my D3 minus 2.
It's like...
What's hitting you?
The lamp.
The lamp. Like hitting on my armor.
The door goes.
I'm like. The lamp. Tong, tong.
Here's what you do. Hold portal.
Good idea. Okay, that Nathan, that was just your move. I love this house.
You're back. Kick the door in.
Oh. It's actually just a strength check if you want to try and break the door. You need an 18 to break these doors. I'd be wrong if the door's in trample.
18 exactly.
Okay. That door will basically effectively shatter. Okay.
Next.
Okay. Oh, I need to draw the kitchen.
Knives go, shink.
Oh,
hell no.
Where's that door?
Quick, dive behind the door for cover.
What door?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As I go for the corner.
Let me know how it goes, old bean. Hold me back and help me back home.
Okay, well,
I'll get help.
This I make it back, and it's like, there's like knives sticking out of my breastplate and stuff. Panting, hair disheveled, smoldering cape.
Okay, basically, Nathan.
Thanks for the help!
As you bust
the
door,
side trash.
There's a large table here, another door, fireplace.
Oh, hell no!
Shelf with all the cutlery that's been on hold, and dishes.
I see the cutlery and I go,
shit. There are 32 tiny objects, basically dishes, cups, knives, forks, spoons.
Take cover!
Begin flying at your general direction. Now, they are terrible shots. I need natural 20s to hit you, which means I'll get a crit on you, which means I'll get 2d3 minus 4.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Do you have a shield?
Wow. No, I can't use a shield and cast spells.
He needs to have one hand free.
Well, I need to have two hands free for some spells. Some somatic components.
Okay, so there are two hits, and that's 4, 8, 9. Okay, so do that again. Nothing. And then...
That's 18.
Oh, 18, sorry, yeah. So here's 27. Oh, three hits so far. Now I just need 5. No, you will take 6 points of damage. It began getting pelted with spoons and cups.
No. It's 2d3 minus 2. You have to roll for each one.
Minimum of 1 point of damage per dice.
Yep.
Minimum? Wow, that's true. No. Oh, that's right, because of the way the damage works.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fireplace can't do anything just yet, and the table already acted this turn.
Table already acted?
Yeah.
It moved over to the corner way.
Can I get one of those, please?
Okay, that was Nathan's mighty turn, and as you guys see, the swarm of dishes.
Shattering, flying past him.
Beam me in the
what
head.
What exactly are we here for again?
An unknown arcane entity.
Well, we can go back and say everything's animated.
No, we need to know what's animating it. Could be a poltergeist, it could be anything of the sort, really. Some sort of interdimensional being.
Reach over,
likes being nasty and tricksy and all that.
I had this potion that would let me see ghosts.
Too bad you didn't bring it, eh? You didn't have
mine,
eh?
I drank it.
You drank it? Oh, well, lovely. Did you have a nice speak with your dear dead auntie, or...?
No.
These lampposts on the wall, are they...
It was too beautiful to speak about.
Are they, like, mounted on the wall?
Glad to know
that
glad to know you have...
Mounted on the wall, they're each
let's so, see.
Me and my little 2 foot 10 inch tall self, would I be out of reach of the lanterns on the wall?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
You're like... What's she doing?
Then I'm going to move...
What are you doing?
Into the square with
ketchup.
Him.
Mm.
You know what you need to do?
Ketchup. That's not ketchup.
You know what you need to do? You need to manhandle the table between us and the fireplace.
I'm not going to go near the fireplace if I can help it.
That's why we put the table between us. What else is in this room? I'm going to take a quick look.
The table might...
The two cupboards, which are also slowly looking like they're starting to get irritated.
like the little door cupboard doors are swinging.
Maybe we should go upstairs and set them into the kitchen. The kitchen doesn't go anywhere.
It'd be nice if you could close the door.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but if the door is...
The door does just as much damage, I know. The entire place is...
This place is cursed. Someone casted an inanimate object on this entire house and started the whole house like...
We do have Dispel Magic. How would that work on it? It'd
be like a monster house from that freaking movie.
Try it. I think that would...
be too high to dispel?
Well, not that, but...
Still Michael.
Yeah.
You've had your movement.
That's his mouth, and that must be the uvula. Oh, so it's a girl. What?
I'm...
Basically, if we cast it, it would affect everything in a 20-foot radius if we did an area dispel.
What, dispel magic?
Mm-hmm. So go up next to the fireplace.
I'm going to...
Well, you know...
I'm going to pull a spell from one of the pages I copied from Ethan, and I'm going to summon a swarm of creatures into the room to harass the furniture.
Okay, you summon a swarm, which is...
The room goes apeshit crazy. It's like,
But at least they're attacking the swarm.
Take a step
now,
back.
The nice thing about that is that it automatically does a d6 point of damage to all the tiny crap. So basically, the knives and cups are suddenly invaded by, like, rats and spiders and crap. However, you will need to roll damage for the two cupboards.
Okay, so d6?
Yes.
For the two cupboards.
So, suddenly all the cups and knives stop attacking you.
Six and that four.
You're so proud. You're such a proud papa.
Six.
He's not my child.
You're talking about
disgusting.
Six?
Child, protege, same thing.
Just very proud. He learned that from me.
Oh, him?
Yes.
Back up to you. You could run upstairs if you want.
I don't want to run.
I think moving by that door is going to cause problems.
Oh,
friendly do
I
not
see.
Walk first.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the rules that annoyed the ever-loving hell out of me. So
you can't go through the same square.
I'm working on that one.
Therefore, as GM, I've put down
the
my giant floppy
what
penis.
Rule?
This rule no longer exists.
The GM penis of rule fiat. This does not do this in my world.
Can
Well, did you memorize?
Now, so you
do
think
you have
a bad guy,
spell
then yes,
magic?
I have memorized the two that I took.
Well, you could go in there and try it, and it dispel magic in a area.
No, dispel his spell too, though.
What spell?
Summon this one.
No. Nah, we can always summon another one.
Probably gets that hard.
I think you and I are about the same on caster level. If you can cast that, well, roughly.
You'd be a 7th level caster. She's a 5th level.
You're A-level, at least one level higher than me.
I mean, I would have a better chance.
Actually, dispels a d20 plus 5.
Oh, is it just d20 plus 5?
Or is it 10 max?
It's regular dispel, not greater.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to remember if normal dispel goes up to 5 or if it's up to 10.
Is that a door on the back wall?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
She's obviously not found what she's looking for.
She's an obsessive compulsive.
It's max. Regular one's max plus 10.
Okay.
What is that? Mean?
Basically,
on greater, it's plus 20 instead
the way
of plus
you, 10. The way you do a dispel is you roll a d20. You add your caster level, so up to a maximum of 10. So in your case, you'd add 5. You need 10 plus their caster level to destroy whatever spell it is.
Plus the caster level. 10 plus the caster level of whoever casts the spell.
Yes. Not the spell, not but their intelligence modifiers, just their caster level.
So like,
level
that would be
level.
That would be a 22,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the dispel roll.
And you're it's your spell school, isn't it? So mm-hmm. She'd be a caster level higher for that.
Yes, she would.
So you
caster level
effectively
six.
Half level 6.
Okay, I will try if I can get around Nathan.
Okay, cast it. Quick.
It's a 20-foot radius, so
just stand here and cast it.
Well, if she stands right there, she'll basically get everything on this floor. Possibly
right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Possibly stuff up on the next floor if it's like an open.
Go for it.
However, my door and my one lamp.
Your door.
That door's also
miss.
It swung the wrong way.
And the lamp.
It went inside instead of out.
She might be a little short for the lamp.
I'm 4 foot.
She's a dwarf. She's not that short.
She's 4 foot.
She's 4 foot, but these are only about 5 feet off the ground. It can reach her. 2.5 feet's a bit of a stretch.
Okay. You ready to cast?
Yeah.
Roll d20.
Ooh. Do you want a Benny there?
Benny there.
Yeah.
I love Bennies.
I love the animals. Here, roll it here.
It's going to roll out. Now.
Roll here.
You can roll it wherever you want to back us.
Nathan just thinks he has good juju around him all the time.
Oh.
He does not.
Well, I'll spend a Benny for that one.
Okay.
You guys spent a bunch of Bennies on me last time.
Yeah. You kept making it like one save.
Yes.
It's meant to be a 2, apparently.
Okay, so far...
There we go.
18. Or 19.
It'd be... Yeah, 19.
19, yeah.
19, so that effectively hits a 9th level caster. Okay. Roll a d4. And that's how many rounds and everything is out.
3.
Everything stops moving for 3 rounds, including this. Well, that's actually just gone.
Yeah.
No, wait, got it. All the stuff down here stops moving. You're not sure for how long.
Well, we know out of character, Ben.
Well, let's go upstairs while that door is not trying to beat us to death.
I'm picking my pieces of
hopefully.
How do we know what China we're looking out of for my hair upstairs?
We don't.
Okay, so why don't we divide and conquer?
You ever heard the Jewish
divide and
it's just household items.
You can stay down here, and we'll go upstairs.
Okay. I suggest we...
I'm going to sneak off around the corner and start poking around in my sneaky state.
Okay.
I'm gone. Okay. I'm like...
Well, we're still in initiative.
Oh,
I'd like to go down to... Can't do anything. So, Thick.
Thick's with me.
Mm-hmm.
Thick will...
Reload. your lovely wife.
Like, I'm going to... Like, she's going to let me have all the fun.
She's there backing you up.
Move your ass.
Just my...
Whoa! Just my
ass. She actually said move your sweet ass.
Sweet daddy dad.
Ethan.
I will move up behind the wife. And...
She doesn't swing that way.
No.
What do you mean? She does swing behind her. She strikes quite effectively.
And I will hold.
Okay, you hold. Okay, Nathan, you are next. Tahi.
I'm going to go 5, 10.
Each one of those counts as 2 because, well, let's just say going upstairs isn't exactly...
15, 25.
All right, hold on. I know. If I listen to my girlfriend, you guys would be in a lot more trouble.
What were you just showing him? If I saw that, I'd be like, right, this is your house. Bye.
Right. This
so
is
about
where
that
you
fireball
get.
Idea.
There's 2 doors on both sides, isn't there?
Yep. They're not moving.
I will push one open then.
Which one?
The one to the right. Always to the right, never to the left.
Okay.
That's where Demogorgon is.
No, it's in the room.
Yes, Demogorgon sits in that room and goes, hi!
Hold the door!
Dunk! Right, we're done here!
hold portal, run away, fireball.
Hold portal and Demogorgon is, how quaint.
Pretty much. It's more for my
I'll just remove that wall.
Okay, this is obviously...
And vaporize you.
Bear?
This is obviously some sort of...
Dire bear.
bedroom, probably a child's bedroom, or probably, by the looks of it, 2 children's bedrooms. There's a chest, simple chair, cupboard, fireplace that leads up here so it has warmth, and a small chest, 2 beds. So far, nothing's twitching.
No bad smells?
Throw everything out the window.
No. I'm just wanting to make sure that it's not like, does something smell dead? And it's like, open the chest and there's 2 bodies of kids in it. Right, this house is burning to the ground now! That would be my response to that. What about the queen? I don't give a shit. She can hang me by my toenails. Burn the house to the ground now.
Okay.
Right here, fireball.
Michael.
I've obviously seen the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna scamper on over here and check out this room.
This room?
Mm-hmm. I was gonna. Is this a door in the wall back here?
Oh, so you want to go open that door?
Yeah.
You find the pantry.
Okay. Doing a quick scan of the pantry, is there anything unusual? It's just regular pantry items.
This just looked like a guy's
close that
pantry.
Door.
Hey, there are bags of flour in there. That'll make a whole new level of fun.
Gust of wind.
Okay, that was Michael's turn.
Yeah.
Becca.
I will follow him upstairs. And if I can, if I see him open.
Zatic Attack. We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright. I thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You would go before he made it to the woodshed, and now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Zaderman.
And this is Chris.
And we're the Auto Scouts of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
that door, I'll open the other door.
Okay.
If I have enough. I think I have enough turns left.
Orcus is in that room. Hello. We were having a nice tea party.
Right.
Sorry to bother you. Stony.
That's Kisser.
Yes, that's Orcus.
Aspect of. I'm sure it's a lot bigger in real life.
Only the aspect of. That's all fine.
Isn't he like the creature everybody was making jokes about in the 4th ed D&D that's like ungodly, horribly powerful?
There were so many.
He's only like level 40 something.
He's the big nasty thing in the first monster manual for 4th edition. The big nasty thing in the second one is Demogorgon.
Okay.
There's two doofy.
Apparently there's a...
Yes, he's like a level 33 solo brute or something like that.
Becca, you cracked open the door, and this is obviously a master bedroom with a simple desk and a chair. Once again, another fireplace. Two cupboards or shelves, a small closet with a chest inside, a shelf, and two... It's a double bed.
No people.
No people.
Okay.
Okay. This is now round... One that has passed.
Okay. There's the bears back too.
They don't do anything.
Is this room an extension of the kitchen, or is that just...
No, it's like a closet.
Okay.
Okay. That was...
That was me.
Becca. Thick.
He holds, and will go on my action, I suppose.
Your honey.
And she is right now.
And Garion is in that.
Unhappy.
Aw, he's attacking me.
I feel. Oh, I am very sad. I feel sad in this room.
I'm angry.
Angry.
This is ridiculous.
Saucy, of course, is turning from ear to ear.
Hang on. All this cool stuff in the closet.
I haven't rolled for myself yet.
I am.
Angry.
Stupid lamps keep hitting on my armor. Look, there's scuffs on this mithril. She opens
up. Smash.
This is a living room with a couple of chairs, a chest in the corner, obviously some sort of cupboard, and apparently my girlfriend wants that to be right there.
No.
Large table and a couple of shelves in the corner.
You're not allowed to play or run anything.
Why not?
No.
Is it because I almost killed everyone in my group?
Maybe.
By making a dungeon,
that would do it.
Well, she'll look in there and go, there's nothing in here in it.
Shut the door.
What door?
Oh. Okay. Right, here. 5, 10, 20, 25, 30. Okay. She's walking through the grass. She's like, there's got to be a cellar or something here, right?
Okay. Top of round, Ethan.
Thick and I will go around the house and look for anything.
Running, moving?
Just doing a double move. We're not hurrying.
So, 5, 10, 20. So
I go 30, he goes 20. 30,
35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. There's a small little outhouse next to the house.
It's okay, my movement has stopped there. I'm not running to the outhouse. Okay. I'm looking for anything out of the ordinary out here, you know, like freshly disturbed earth, anything strange.
Okay, give me a notice check. Put a -5 this turn, because you did double move.
Right.
What are you looking for?
Anything unusual.
Anything?
No. No. Probably something unusual.
Why? We don't have any cable.
5! You want Vic to give a roll, too?
Sure.
The one on the bottom.
Bottom on the right side.
That'd be a 28-23.
Just feel down the side, feel the bottom button. It's round one.
It's a man in the privy!
There's a man in the privy? There we go.
Maybe we should not disturb it.
Okay.
Okay, Nathan.
Does it appear that there's no one in that room?
Nope, no one.
I will move back down the stairs.
You only have to pay one movement going downstairs. 1, 5, 10.
He's falling down the stairs. Well, that didn't take 30. Very long.
Yeah. It's like, well, where the hell is everybody?
Find your wife.
No. Where is everybody that's supposed to live here?
In the privy!
all stuffed in the privy by the mass murdering fucker who did this.
Am I standing? Is this a back door?
Yes, it is currently closed.
Okay.
And non-hostile.
I'm going to step outside.
Okay.
Voila. Wah! And you accidentally hit Fick in the back.
Yeah, there's Fick and Hercule.
What are you guys doing?
Where did you come
from the door?
Investigating the exterior of the house. Apparently, Fick believes there's someone in the privy.
In the privy?
Yes.
I'm going to sneak over to the privy, if I may.
Okay. If he's watching you, then he's already seen you. And he'll watch you then try and hide. So rolling is useless.
Okay.
Basically, like, if you walk outside and you're kind of like, oh, I should hide now. Kind of, well, something hit the wall.
I had no idea that there was anybody in the privy, so...
You know, hold on a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'll wait.
No need to go walking up, you know.
Becca?
We have our own methods of opening things.
I'll follow him back downstairs. Because there's nothing in my room either.
Knock?
No. Open, close.
Do you mind?
Yes.
If open doesn't work, then we use knock.
Okay, let's have it too now. Fick, do you want Fick to open the door?
No. Fick is going to be staying with me.
Fick is holding. Okay. Honey, continues walking around.
5, 10.
Apparently, Rachel's getting drunk.
15?
Yes. Again.
Yep.
She just sent me a picture of an empty shot glass.
Alright, top of the round, Ethan.
I cast open close zero level spell on the privy door.
Okay.
Give
me the human bag.
Not that you need a reason, but...
And, like, you know, a reasonable-looking non-card.
Like a non-psychotic, aggressive-looking person.
You should ask her how the concert is.
I'm looking for
and ask her how many of them are actually named Jack.
Fergie?
They're called the Blackjacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Three Jacks.
Three Jacks? She said they were the Blackjacks.
Although it will not terribly matter.
Yep.
Okay. It will eventually change as my girlfriend finishes looking for it.
Yes.
Sitting inside is a relatively smelly and panic-looking man. Obviously has been in here for the past several days.
Well, you look like you've seen better days, old bean. Do you mind coming out?
Be careful, everything in there is trying to kill you!
Yes. We've been inside.
I'd like to free five away from the door.
No, you already moved. Free five down.
Fick, go fetch the others, would you please?
Okay. Ethan, Nathan.
So I hear them talking?
Yes.
Well, I'll full out belt then to get around.
Well, Fick was on my action at this point because he was holding, right?
Right here.
30.
Yeah. I will full up move.
So. You can just move through the house while the doors are open.
For now.
Found this gentleman hiding in the privy. He seems a little disturbed.
Come on out of the house, sir. The outhouse.
Michael.
I'm going to step away from the door.
Come on, Fick. Move faster.
Becca. Move through the house?
Yeah, I'll follow him. At this point, I'm just trying to keep up with everybody.
Okay. Turn three. Okay, everyone will make it out of here before the house reanimates. Stand away from the door. After the 6 seconds, you suddenly notice the doors get angry again. Same with the shutters. The only thing that does not seem to be affected is the privy.
The privy.
And I'd hate to see it if it was.
What about a shitstorm?
That's when you step back.
That's when it really hits
range.
The fan.
Wow.
Step back to the maximum range of fireball.
But you know what? It happens.
He looks a bit wild, although he's definitely relieved. Oh, thank you. Who are you? You must be adventurers.
I am Tahir Iman Imad Isan, and we have been sent by the Queen of Lake Castle.
Oh, yes, Pyra. Oh, thank goodness she's a wonderful girl.
To investigate an unknown arcane...
Yes, this giant monstrosity
easily 20 feet tall, walked by my house, and suddenly everything tried to start killing me.
We noticed there was a second room upstairs with two beds for
your yes, people. My sons. They're up in Lake Castle.
Okay. Where is your wife?
Passed away many years ago.
I am sorry I brought it up.
Quite all right. So 20-foot monstrosity? 20-foot monstrosity heading that way.
And when was this, Obi?
About 2 weeks ago now.
2 weeks ago, like heading that way.
No.
That way.
Can you describe it?
Yes, 20 feet tall, stony skin.
Can I prestidigitation clean him, please? Like, no. Oh, come on, he's not the only one who's being offended. Come on. Oh.
Stony skin, weird spines and barbs coming out of his skin. Rock, whatever.
Can you do a knowledge dungeoneering check or something on that?
Planes or Arcana would probably be the closest.
Okay.
28 on Planes.
I helped.
34 on Arcana.
Everyone else falls somewhere between?
Becca helped.
I assisted. I was lower, but...
Yeah.
Not so good on Planes, right. Only a...
Nathan?
23.
That definitely registers as something probably related to the Earth, or elemental plane of Earth. The stony skin and all that makes sense. Although the animate of objects, definitely not a planar... Well, if he's carrying around a large number of planar spirits, they can often inhabit vessels. In this case,
so
apparently...
Why would he be carrying around a bunch of planar spirits?
You, Ethan, you definitely need a vast amount of magic energy to be able to pump out this amount of stuff.
Yes.
And if the man is describing it accurately, he didn't stop to do it. He just kind of walked by his hat.
So there's going to be a swath of
magic. Yeah, so it'd be very easy to follow this one. So if you didn't do this on purpose, it's just an after effect of it being
here. I have an idea.
Where was he headed?
Although,
that way, points off towards
assuming since you didn't say anything, it doesn't ring any bells otherwise, so.
No, it does not sound like a standard creature.
It does not sound like anything I've studied before.
Sounds
very intrigued.
Well, it's hitting... Hitting something in the back of my head, something with the plane of Earth.
The description sounds like the plane of Earth, but I don't remember anything from our studies that would do something like this.
Anything that could actually.
But
pull,
it would be very easy to follow.
Anything that could pull spiritual essence from the plane of Earth, the spirits of the essence of the plane of Earth could inhabit items like this.
And also, with the since our dispel magic only affected it temporarily.
Well,
what
that would indicate is it's actually not a spell that's being cast. Yes, it's actually a physical presence.
It's an effect, yes.
Who stole my PhD?
Becca
stole your PhD.
Sorry, is that why you're...
Well, he said it went that way. So my guess is if we followed that way...
Oh, yes.
We could probably pick up this trail of things that are hostile and alive.
Wrap ourselves in padding.
I'm thinking if we want to negate the effect of this house, we're going to need to enchant something that can create a dispel aura that he can keep that's kind of a permanent type thing.
Yeah, that's a bit beyond me.
Yeah. We should send word back.
I say we... Sir, do you have...
I could create Morpheus wand, but it would take...
A while.
A long time.
Mm. Yes. A long while.
Sir, would you be willing to go visit your sons in White Castle and notify...
White Castle?
White Castle. God damn it!
Oh, yes, I do think I'd like some White Castle, right?
Lake Castle. Honey, while you're up, could you bring me the Coke, please? If you would be so willing as to make a travel, I will hand him my horse. Travel to Lake Castle and inform the Queen of what we have... Or inform the... whomever needs to know what we have found so far and that we are going to do further investigation into this matter.
Yes,
your sons
of course.
Would be more than willing to put you up for a little while until we can identify a way of resolving the issue with your house so that you can come home.
Now here's a quick question. Do you want to send any bodyguards with him? Because as I said, there were groups of about 3 or 4 orcs who harassed you occasionally.
Honey, would you be willing to go with him to guard him? He doesn't look like he's capable
of
defending
himself.
That's
a diplomacy check, although this is appropriately epic, and she is guaranteed at least some form of action.
I am not very diplomatic.
You could always spend a penny if you want.
please? 17.
Okay, since you were so cute with the peas.
Does she call him her little snuggle wampus?
but you wouldn't understand it because she's talking in a language you guys don't understand. But
it's okay, snuggle wampus is just common in all languages.
she will indeed guard him.
Thank you.
A level 4 fighter
call
should,
you pudding
should be able to take care of some orcs.
You repeat what she said, and I will kill you. And you will be buried in an unmarked grave, and you will never be found.
Write it down on this scroll now.
Okay, Becca.
That's going in a safe place for later.
Tracking falls into your category.
Blackmail old bean.
Coconut.
No, you're the safe place.
Oh!
Okay. Blackmail old bean.
Do you ever wonder what it feels like to be impaled on a longsword?
I think you actually have been impaled on a longsword several times.
No, I can't say. I have had that pleasure.
Do you want to have it happen again?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Are we talking rhetorically?
No.
Is this going to be on a test later?
That's a good question. I don't know on that one. Did you want to find out?
Not particularly, no.
Then I suggest you give me that paper.
You'll have to talk to him. I can't get it back from him now.
I put it back in his pocket.
I get us lost.
Okay. It's slightly difficult because the trail was made about 2 weeks ago. However, it is easier because it is causing mischief wherever it's going.
So we're running into, like, towns of, oh god, everything in the village just took off!
Trees that thump at us.
We got fire!
Self-rolling rocks.
I now got 30.
Okay, you need to you need a total of 4 successes in order to successfully track it. 30 is definitely
that?
A successful track. Each time you fail, you basically spend a day wandering out in the wild.
Natural 20.
Okay, so now we're up to 2.
That'll pass.
Oh, my lord.
That's 3.
Yeah, that's 3.
How many do I need?
One more. Now that's where she starts hitting.
Natural 20.
You know what? This is really easy.
She just like puts a blindfold on and wanders, and that's
after
the direction.
You went out and communed after having your experience, you feel the nature just opens up to you, and you can find paths that are hidden.
Back in the grass is
well,
attacking.
Well, the fact that the grass is like trying to attack our ankles and stuff as we walk.
Have you noticed that our little dwarven friend is walking on air? She seems rather happy.
I checked the shoes. They're normal.
I don't know.
Your tracks head directly into that cave. It's literally a hole in the ground. Not like a hole in a hill. Hole in the ground. That's where the tracks lead.
Does this appear to be naturally occurring? Or
it looks like a natural
hole.
Yes.
A hole, okay.
A large hole
moving.
Or a small hole?
It's fairly large.
Well, Saucy, would you like to reconnoiter? We'll be right behind you. I know, you're going to go in anyway. So I figure we might as well make it official and ask.
I'm already like halfway down the cavern.
Okay.
Was there a dice down by your feet?
No, it's down by your foot.
Ooh, dungeon tiles.
So I dropped something nice. Down there.
Got it on free RPG day.
I am sneaking into the cave, looking for traps and checking for things.
Okay, give me a stealth check. I'm supposed to get a +16 spot. Got 32.
With my stealth in that, 47.
Nice. Okay, you begin kind of poking around.
You like first hide thing, between moments in time.
One thing you notice is that this cave is laced with glowing crystals.
My pockets are too.
You cannot loot them. They're still embedded in the wall. So if you want to get a mining pick and start hacking at it.
That would give away where I'm hiding.
Fick has profession miner. I'll point that out.
he has kobolds. Get bonuses.
You being a wizard, like everyone else, you have a slight attunement to magic. This place just kind of pulsates with this kind of...
It's ringing to you.
Yeah, it's pulsating magic.
Okay. Dude, these are crystals for lightsabers.
And you kind of poke your head down, and you see this sitting quite calmly in the corner. Basically about that image.
That is cool. Whatever it is.
That is freaking awesome.
It's not what it says it is.
That's called a Blackroot Treant, is what that model is. That is freaking awesome.
Blackroot. That is a cool mini, though.
Nice.
Is there anything else noticeably in this tavern?
No. You don't even need a light source. The entire place has got a glow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's literally about it. But you can, as you get closer, let's see, what items do you currently have on you?
Currently, I would have my belt pouch, my thieves toolkit, my spell component thing, which is in my belt pouch. Silk rope.
Okay.
And my one of my remaining daggers, which is
okay.
One.
Your dagger stabs you. Will not hit. Smithmaster's in the
wobbling in the sheath.
You're like.
Okay, I'm going to retreat back out of the cave.
Okay, well, we'll get two or three more stabs in. Possible crit. 16 will not crit on you, but you will be stabbed by your own dagger, roll damage on yourself. Don't add your strength bonus, by the way.
Right.
So it'll just be D.
So D4.
Plus, it's a plus one dagger, D4
yeah.
Plus one.
That's a D8.
Yeah, but I didn't pull any D4s out. So it's two.
Two. Okay. One more. Done. Okay, so he will pop out quickly, and you'll see he's struggling with his dagger, who's like... Ning. We're talking like, you know, shadow level evil dagger, like...
So about this cave...
Yeah.
Hold this. So about this cave...
You handed the dagger to the strength 8.
Give me a post strength. You got a natural 20.
I got a 1. So that's a 0.
The dagger. You'll take 3 points of damage as it cuts you.
Alright, I'll go to his rescue.
Quick, put down the dagger.
Can I grab the dagger?
Give me strength. You can easily grab it. Now the dagger's attempting to stab you.
I'm 6, 7.
It stabs you. 4.
I'm sorry, it wasn't me!
So basically, as you like reach for the dagger, it like starts cutting your hand.
Okay, can I get a piece of cloth to wrap around it?
Sticking around.
Put a rock on it.
Okay, so about this thing.
How about the
cave?
You were saying, old bean.
Yes.
Ruined.
And I will give a very thorough description of what I saw the creature, just in case anybody happens to know what it would be. And can I give a knowledge check?
Sure, you can give me an Ultra Arcana. Or knowledge planes would probably be the closest.
Okay.
The best.
That's 29, 33.
Wow, you got a pretty good knowledge. Okay.
After the test, I figured I'd
okay, yeah, after the test, everyone realized, oh crap. Okay.
I was like, I better buff up my knowledge points.
That roll for my fireball
damage. Definitely. Okay. You recognize that it's definitely an elemental. You also realize that is what is known as a ley walker. It is a elemental that literally, as it walks, it creates ley lines. Ley lines are a magic energy that people can tap into. Usually druids and people who use earth magic. And wherever he walks, there's a new ley line. So, and the crystals in there are probably doing something to amplify it. So this is literally a hotbed of ley magic.
Knowing a little bit about what the creature is, are these naturally hostile?
They're naturally indifferent. The only thing that they are naturally hostile to are air ley walkers.
Okay, so if we were to approach it and try and
converse... these are not common. In fact, these haven't been seen in a very, very long time. Last time lay magic was laying down. Last time gods walked the earth type of thing.
Here's what I think it is.
No, do tell. Do tell.
Laywalker?
That's preposterous.
You want to go to
one? One hasn't been seen for thousands of years.
I tell you what. I don't think they're hostile.
Strip naked.
I don't think they're hostile. I suggest we leave any potential implements or tools that might become animated and used against us here.
I have a quarterstaff. I have a staff.
I had a dagger. I don't have one so much anymore.
Like I said, strip naked.
Lean my staff up against, mm-hmm. you know, something.
And I'm...
And I cast tongues on myself.
Yeah, I think we might want to go try and talk to this thing and find out what it's doing here, why it's not on its natural plane.
All right, then we'll have a good parley.
Okay, well, everyone walks down?
Well, someone should stay here with the stuff.
That's what my squire is for.
Yeah, Fick can stay here.
That's fine.
Fick is a good guard.
I just
he's probably the best spotter in the group next to you.
Yeah, he has a plus 10 to his notice. Better than nothing.
16. Only no, ever seen 16. Any.
How the hell do you have a plus 16?
Well, I'll walk down there.
Well, just be wearing my clothes.
And get a nat 20 on my knowledge planes.
That is indeed a laywalker. And that...
It's absolutely preposterous that there could be a laywalker. They haven't been seen for that.
Okay, however, first thing first. Since you guys have gotten this deep in the cave, something of yours animates. Usually, one of the more magical things you're carrying. So what's the biggest magic thing you're carrying?
I'm not carrying any more magic.
Okay. Okay, so what's your largest object?
My cloak.
Okay, your cloak attempts to strangle you. What are you wearing that's the largest magic?
That would be the cloak.
The
robe, yes.
The robes will attempt to strangle you.
I don't notice. I'm flabbergasted by this thing.
Becca, what is your largest magic item? Probably the rifle as well.
Well, I've left everything.
Okay.
Aside from my clothing. I went in just wearing my clothing.
Okay, then your shirt is going to attempt to strangle you.
Okay.
We left all weapons outside because they become animated and attack.
Well, I'd be wearing clothing in my...
Armor? Okay.
No, they were saying, if I could hear them correctly from the restroom, they're saying this thing is usually not very aggressive, so...
Okay, so your clothing will also attempt to strangle you, so everyone here, give me fortitude checks. DC 10, it's very simple, first round of suffocation.
14, so I'm
22.
Good.
11.
Hey, yeah.
Fortitude?
Mm-hmm.
So plus 11 for me.
If you fail this, I will be sad. Okay.
19.
Basically,
I don't know if spell resistance factors in.
No, I'm just... Damn. Literally, as you get within this range, even your clothes being kind of going...
I told you to strip naked.
And at this point, it's kind of doing this.
I'll just...
I will take my clothing off. If I can get it off, I will take it off.
Okay, so... She quickly strips. Mm-hmm. You two need to give me strength checks. Your clothing has a strength 10. So...
I got a 10.
He is rendered prone.
Ah, fuck.
23.
Okay, I will try and get his clothing.
He's turning blue!
Her example.
Okay, so you strip down butt naked... you two can now give me strength checks. I assume you're assisting her.
I got a natural 20.
Yeah, you rip off all his clothes with trained expertise.
Too late.
You still continue to hold your clothing on? Okay. You strip off your clothing too.
I thought Tallman would be hung better.
I'm a nobleman.
Okay, so there you all are. Butt naked.
That's when they have the really long stage coaches.
From a laywalker who's kind of looking at you like,
hello.
Can anybody speak his language?
I cast tongues on myself. So, hello, old bean.
He kind of gives a slow nod.
It's the tree from the Lord of the Rings.
His name's not great.
If we could be
so intrusive, I apologize, Orbeam, but if we could know why you are here and what brought you here would be nice. And why you are causing all this havoc. Albeit I believe you're doing it unintentionally.
Slowly,
this only lasts 70 minutes now.
He points to one of the large crystal chunks.
I will go investigate the large crystal chunk.
They brought you. Did these bring you here? Are these malevolent in any way?
He hadn't finished the first nod yet.
All right.
These contain it.
So we don't need to. You don't want us to destroy these. Okay. Do you want us to destroy the crystals? All right. Wanted to be absolutely sure.
Good idea.
I'm going to start poking around some of the crystals to see if the point.
So you're over here. Okay, this one. He's over there.
Yeah. Are the crystals what brought you here?
Hold on. Yeah. These two are poking. They have their poking chain.
I'm just going to investigate. I'm not going to poke.
It is a throbbing, pulsating crystal of magic energy, so strong that you're pretty sure you just regained a first level spell that you cast.
I'm going to eat one. 25 on my knowledge points.
This is solidified magic.
This isn't supposed to be here.
No!
This isn't supposed to be here.
Having conversation, Orbeam.
You're going to about the same conclusion of, this is the stuff you cast.
No. This crystal
and
shouldn't
these
be
these crystals
here.
Are very, very firmly attached.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, like, shake something loose.
No.
I don't have pocket to stick
this,
it in.
You don't have a near high enough strength bonus to dislodge magic.
This is solid, solidified magic.
Are these things what brought you here?
You already asked that question. He said yes.
We can't understand him.
Oh, that's true. That sounds awful familiar. Did you say that earlier?
Speakman spoken to, old bean.
Oh, sir! By the way, you heard that in Siren. Anything he says you hear in your native tongue.
Yes.
Since he currently has
one
tongue.
More, please. Sir, I want some more.
So these are what drew you here.
Okay,
these are what brought you to our plane.
I'm looking with you.
Do you need help getting back to your native plane? Is this where you want to be?
He only moves so fast.
I know. That's why I waited.
Not long enough, apparently.
Do you mean...
Everyone here needs to give me a quick notice check.
Do you mean any harm to those around you?
18.
12.
20.
The air in here just got a hell of a lot thinner. That's what you notice. Maybe since you're so low to the ground.
Is this another part of the cave, or is that just...
Yeah, it's a different cave system.
I got an 18.
Okay. Almost. Something's weird. Something's amiss. But you can't figure out what.
Something's wrong.
I'll scamper over and poke him in the thigh. Are you having trouble breathing?
Not yet. Why?
Wait. Imagine going from like
are
Western
you having trouble
Kansas
breathing?
Into like Denver.
I feel like I just scaled the Matterhorn.
What?
Have you ever been on top of a mountain?
Are you having trouble breathing?
Yes.
Now that you can point it out, the air is thinner.
The air is rather thin. Are you doing anything to the air in here?
Would the magic crystals be causing anything with the... Would the magic crystal...
Translate.
Are the magic crystals making the air thin?
Did someone attach a vacuum to the top of the cave?
Is there something
else here? There's a sudden kind of pulse... And suddenly he kind of begins moving at this speed.
Are you quite all right, old bean?
At this point, you guys begin moving slowly.
This magic is unstable.
So, to you guys, he's but to each other, you're like...
This is like that night I ate those mushrooms. I knew I should never have cooked those.
Well, next time.
Your turtle looks, he goes, about
time. Sorry. Can't help it.
Did somebody else create these?
No. He says quite calmly.
Do you know who did? Do you know why they're here?
Well, they're not where they were anymore.
Where were they?
Well, they were in a concentration of lay magic left over from a cataclysmic battle eons ago, but I've returned them to their rightful place.
Alright. Any particular reason?
It's not supposed to be where it was.
Where was it?
On your plane. It's supposed to be on my plane.
You are on our plane right now.
Not anymore, we're not.
Oh.
Shit.
Crap in a hat.
Maybe that's why the air is thinner. You're on the elemental plane of Earth now.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that'd be 25 on planes.
Not a whole lot of oxygen here.
Conserve your energy.
Why?
I do believe it just transported us to the mental plane of Earth. It brought it all home.
Can we go back now?
Can we ask it to send us back?
Do you have the ability to send us back to our plane?
Oh, yes, but of course, all things must be in equal exchange, so I'd have to send something of relevant value back.
We're not valuable?
Well, we need a mere trade of mass volume, chemical components.
What about our horses?
That's absolutely atrocious, old bean. Well,
but
this is the plane of Earth. Couldn't we find a mountainside somewhere and bring some mass of Earth back to the natural plane?
I have a few instructors they could take.
Bad.
Yes, of
course. Bad Hercule.
I like the way you think. I'll give you a few names.
What is it that is of, something that is of equal mass to us, you mean?
Yes, you'll also need. Begins naming off all the chemicals in a human body.
Well, geez, only two horses would probably be enough for all of them.
Yes, but
what about some of the orcs on the roadside?
Something might be wrong about that, or abandoning a living creature like that. I don't know.
Orcs.
Orcs.
There are plenty of them on the roadsides.
There's plenty of them around around Lake Castle. I'm going to keep calling it White Castle for the rest of the fucking time that we play.
I want cheeseburgers!
I want those tiny little burgers that you never gain any weight because you push them through your system so fast.
Well, the orcs are not a bad idea. They are a bit of a nuisance.
We will more than gladly train our weight in essence with
orcs. I don't want him to switch our places with orcs, and then we appear in like an orc tribal hut or something, surrounded by orcish women.
No, but we...
Mother!
But he has
so that's how they
back.
Get half the
There is rape involved, but it's not a man ran a woman.
We could see if he has the ability to pull the replacement essence from us from another location than where we're going.
Can you understand common language?
You certainly speak funny.
Do I understand him?
No. You're...
Okay, never mind.
I will translate that.
Sorry, bud.
What I said was, can you find out if he can send us to a different place from where he pulls the mass to the essence to replace us with?
I could certainly find people, but you'd have to prove that they are more worthy to have on our plane than you.
Orcs are strong. They work well for mining.
Yes. After all, you are probably far more useful than most anyone else. I can feel that you've got a slight tingling of magic amongst you.
Hold on, one moment, conference. What about, let's say there are four of us. There are four other members of our class.
There are eight. Eight other members.
Ooh, eight other
members. Wizards College.
What about that one you hate so much?
Yes.
Von Hilkdorf?
Von Hilkdorf.
And besides, all they'd have to
do is...
we
have to prove that they're worthy of being here.
Hello, they're still alive.
So you determine that we are worthy of being here?
Well, you were capable enough to track me. You would.
Well, you weren't hard to follow, Bean. You sort of left a lot of chaos in your wake.
You also understand where you are. You also have
we're quite learning.
Magic. Yes. It's a very important commodity here.
Yes. But if we stay, is there any other ways for us to get back?
Why would you ever want to leave? This is the best place there is.
Oh, it's absolutely lovely, darling. But you see, my species requires an ample supply of oxygen to survive. You know,
I'm sure you'll adapt in time.
Yes. You see, we have a paper due. You see, and tuition's rather expensive.
That no longer concerns you.
You should tell that to my loan officer. Ah! Yeah, it would be. All right.
I have a feeling we're in trouble. You're stuttering.
Von Hilkdorf, a few of the professors, they're all high-level users. They're all high-level magic people. They can get their own way back.
I wouldn't say Von Hilkdorf is necessarily a high
wizard. No. I just want him to disappear. If he goes to the elemental plane of Earth...
He doesn't come back. Yeah, we're happy with that.
Although, Becca, you do feel somewhat appropriate here.
But then there's also the whole problem of being...
I've wandered off.
There is the problem of being of... If we do strand anyone here in our way, in our stead, that of course could come back to us at some point.
Well, the question:
get a few dwarves.
Hey, we don't have.
Here's something we can
tell
ask.
It was us.
Here's something we can ask. Can we ask him if we can have the ability to make it back to our plane to find people to exchange that are willing to be exchanged? Because I'm sure we could find some dwarfs that would love to spend a long time on this plane.
Would you allow us to return if we sought out adequate replacements for ourselves here for you? Ones that would be willing to stay here for as long as they like, for their entire lives.
Well, they would have to be of use, and they would, of course, have to be magic users.
Magic users of use, huh?
Now, one of the things that, this is out of character, I will bring to your mind... that the Dugrum Dwarves, which are the Mountain Dwarves, do not use magic.
Yeah.
Fronin Wizards are very uncommon, and Woden Wizards are about as useful as an Orcish Wizard. The only possibility might be gnomes.
And gnomes would love it here.
Yes. Well...
I love gnomes.
Since we obviously will have issue here, we would love to find people that would be... Well, less, whiny about being here. Then you wouldn't have to listen to us drone on and on and on about how pleasant we are, etc.
You won't be droning on for terribly long. You'll grow to love it soon.
Oh, yes, yes. Well,
as we turn into solid magic.
We would love.
Suddenly, you do realize that you can't move your feet.
Guys?
As you are now. Your, at least, feet are still.
Lovely. Well, it'll be.
Except for Rebecca, actually. You are. Fine and capable.
If it would be quite acceptable, we'd love to be, if you would send us back, we will find adequate replacements for us that would be much more useful than we can.
That's a diplomacy.
Dear God, roll well. Dear God, roll well.
Okay, well, here comes. No.
That's a 15.
I'm not rolling a 1 on this check. Okay.
Okay. Roll again, Ethan.
That's a 14.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's a 21. I only have a +5 to diplomacy, guys. So,
Man.
You can always assist as well.
I can't speak the language.
Okay, but you can always assist.
Give him pointers.
Yeah.
This I assist.
That's a 30. No, I'm sorry, 27. My apologies.
So that's 21, 23.
I assist. I rolled a 19, so...
Okay, you assist.
I'm afraid to try, because I can be detrimental, can't I?
No.
Oh, okay.
In fact, since you are on the elemental plane of Earth, you actually have a +2 to everything you do. No, guys, we should totally stay here. I love this place!
No.
I don't suppose you could ask him if we could take a crystal home as a remembrance.
No.
I'm not pushing that, old bean.
They're shiny.
They're also dangerous.
So that, well, after their two assists, that would be a 25.
If you are willing to point them out, and as long as they are of blood relatives.
Blood relatives? Blood relatives of all of us.
Yes. That way you are not merely removing competition.
Well, we're not going to be moving...
I've got several brothers I don't like.
You've also got a mother.
I've got a mother.
Do I have any?
Yeah. Send her back immediately.
Do you have relatives?
Very well. Conferences. Says that he'll let us go if we agree to point the ones out, point people out that would take our place, but they have to be blood relatives.
Well, I have
now, just anyone with a good alignment is probably going to feel a little queasy about having someone replace you.
I'm neutral good. But I've got an uncle that would probably love this place.
Chaotic neutral?
Whatever. You know, sure, you can point out six.
I have an uncle that would love this place. He's one of the head miners.
And I don't know if there's anyone in my bloodline that would love to be here.
Well, he didn't say he had love to be here, did he?
Well, I can't send them here to become petrified to this place.
Up to about the shin. Becca, you're now at a +3 while being here.
And still perfectly mobile.
Yeah, perfectly mobile. In fact, she's starting to get this slight sparkle to her skin.
I ask him if we can send dwarves in our place. She seems to be doing rather well here.
Dwarves seem to be attuned with this place. I'll dying.
I'll try. Well, as that might work for some of us, I don't believe there's many blood relatives that would like to be here. What about stout dwarves?
We already have a portal open to Dugrum, and we have common trade practice with them.
Oh, lovely.
They're very friendly.
So it seems, yes.
She begins skipping around now.
I have an uncle that would love to be here. I have a replacement.
I will have. I can try. I would have to ask any of my brothers or any of my. I have several relatives.
Not to be much of a douche monkey, but you're probably not going to do it because if he turns to stone, it doesn't matter how much someone likes someplace.
Well, no, I know he'd love. I know he'd love to be here. He's not going to. There's no way he'd stay here. There's just.
I just don't think I can do it, Bean.
If there's a portal out of here to the Dugrum Dwarves, why doesn't he lead us to them?
Well, if there's a portal out of here, well, we can't really well move now, can we?
I'm going to pull on my legs.
Are they turning to stone?
They are turning to stone.
Is there a way to stop that? Because I like my friends.
Do any of you have godly powers?
Like what, old bean?
Are you demigods?
Hardly.
No. Not yet.
Right? If somebody asks you if you're God, the answer is yes!
But I saw one.
This area is divinely morphic.
Well...
He was beautiful.
Can you get us out of here so we're not turning to stone?
What's wrong with being turned to stone?
It's a bit hard on the joints, old bean.
My joints are functioning quite well.
Yes, but you're from here. We're from the squishy land, remember?
No need to get rude.
Oh, no, not being rude, just pointing out a bit of fact, mostly water in here,
We can change that.
You are changing that as you speak, old bean.
That's the problem.
I've grown quite attached to these legs, and...
Well, your legs have grown attached to here.
Yes, that's absolutely lovely, old bean. Is there any other kind of arrangement? I'm afraid I can't send someone in my stead.
Send the horses, for God's sake, send the horses!
What likes being here?
dwarves, gnomes, anything underground.
What about animals?
Burrowing animals, maybe like badgers and whatnot.
No, where's a freaking rock glider when you need one?
Quick, summon badgers and say those are our replacement.
I'm kidding on that
one. Can't believe that's going to work.
Well, I can think of a arrangement.
Please.
Currently located in a wicked area known as Sarnen, a number of our kin are being oppressed and used as magic items.
Oh dear. How horrifying.
I recognize that word.
Yes.
If you release them, then I would be if you agree to release them, then I can return you.
I'll translate that.
Yes.
Back to Sarnen.
Well, yes. Anyway, yes. We would be more than happy. I give you the word on my mother.
Okay, well, but before there's any form of agreement, you guys are back in a cave of such without the gems. Your legs are free.
Oh, sweet
except,
legs.
Except you guys, your knees are a little
stiff.
Except for yours, you're of course feel fine. But she's nice vacation. Like, you came home from a vacation.
It was nice while it lasted. But don't want to live there, you know.
Oh no, they're rather oppressive there. Looks like we have to go to Sarnen, old bean. I don't think you want to cross a lay walker.
I'm going to hand him his clothes.
Is it still trying to kill me?
No.
Oh, lovely.
I'll grab my clothes. Put them on. Been waiting for a chance to go back to Sarnen.
Is this the one where you have to speak their language?
And yes.
Did you learn their language?
Yes. So I can insult them with the best of their own class.
Very well, if you know their language perfectly, we will all be mute, and we will all be your slaves.
Saronian.
Aladorfian.
Oh, Aladorfian, right there.
Yeah. That's also the language of Lake Castle. It's just Lake Castle isn't a douche about it. Oh, you don't speak our language? There's someone who can. Hold on.
We have translators.
Okay.
No, I took time out of my schedule to learn some extra languages.
Of course, have to send Fick back. I don't want Fick coming with us then.
And I don't want my wife coming with us.
No. But we should go immediately.
Okay. You guys are more than welcome to plan and figure out how you're going to do this, but this is a fairly safe point to collect this once you get into Sarnen. Once again, it's a city that's trying to kill you.
Yes. And it's a city we're wanting to kill.
Yes.
Zatic Attack. We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersaddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys Production.